Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, man, pull up, man. LC1. Hey, tell that way to the Mississippi about 50 bottles with the fire. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. DJ play my song. I bet the whole club lose their mind to the track. All my partners with me and they be throwing red. Everybody drunk and people don't know how to act. So act a fool and keep it cool. Everybody going crazy, they done pop the bar too. Everybody flexing and breaking all the rules. They throwing up the red flags, black flags and them blues. Them blues. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Basic bros, rented assholes, we don't want that. Classifying girls, bring them all back. We in the field, we popping bottles and all that. Tell them young, wild niggas they can fall back. They twist their fingers up and they don't give a fuck. North side, south side, west side, what's up? Can't forget the east side, making plenty bucks. The whole city in this motherfucker getting grown. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody rocking in it, bitch. A lot of hoes jockeying in this bitch. Everybody rep they hood in this thing. When the beat drops, somebody gon' swing. All the hustlers got a pocket full of cash. And all the ballers might throw a couple stacks. The whole club smell like fruity loud pad. It's turned up to the max. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch.
Shout out to my homie Looney Tunes, doing this thing.
Act a Fool, and new exclusive track representing X Squad DJs and Philly Town Radio.
I'm your host, Honest Fire. Got my co-host, True Teller, in the building. Where you at, girl?
Oh, wow. Maybe she's not in the building.
What happened to my True Teller?
Figuring it out, Neo. Yo, girl. Let me try to get her on the line. Give me 2 seconds.
Yo, True Teller, I got you.
Yay.
No, I had a little crisis in here. I had this big-ass mosquito fly through my window and land on my neck. So I was in here freaking out a little bit.
Fuck out of here.
So you bring the panic to me, and you know I hate bugs. Oh, my God. Are you okay?
Yeah, it just scared the fuck out of me, that big-ass mosquito. It's one of them big ones. It ain't one of them little ones. It's a big-ass mosquito.
All right, all right. We don't have to talk about the size or the bug anymore. Now that you're safe is all that matters, because I don't want to be scared.
Well, it's not. No, I'm only joking.
Pinch of fun. That smells good. Shout out to the lotion I'm about to put on my hands, making my hands smell all good. Ain't nothing wrong with smelling good, because it be hot. Now it's the summertime. Now everybody's sweating. Time to change your clothes throughout the day. And that's what brings me to my topic for tonight. Having sex in this fucking hot-ass summertime. It be sweating. And what do you do? Like, if it gets too sweaty, you start smelling people. I got a couple tweets. I got a couple texts. Wait a minute, hold on. I'm definitely sound splashing. We got sound splash going. Niggas from North repping. We got Mac Millions in the building and others. Big Face, Johnny Engineering. Can you shut the door? Can you shut the door? Oh. Pass that Dutch. All right. Like I said, it's a lot going on right now. But we definitely talking about the summer love. You know what I mean? Summer loving. It getting a little hot. And I want to know, like, just because niggas start stinking, say you fucking or whatever in a small corner, whatever, you got to fuck on your little nephew's bunk beds, whatever, in small places, build up heat and friction, you move a little fast. Then all of a sudden, you know, you start smelling that butt sweat. No, now, I'm talking about from the door, when people take their clothes off, if it's a smell, I don't think you should start. You should even start. Let me make that clear. If you get naked or you start fucking and it's a smell, you got to stop. Stop right away. Let me be honest and let you all know that I do not approve of starting with funk. I'm talking about once you get into it, you know, things get a little sweaty, whatever. How do you feel about the topic, Truth Teller?
Yeah, well, I think if it's a hot, sweaty day anyway, before y'all do anything, both y'all asses should jump in the motherfucking shower. Fuck that.
All right, but yeah, but still, whatever. Things happen, and like I said, maybe.
But you know, me being a big girl, I already know before I do anything, I'm jumping in the shower because I sweat in weird places.
My whole life, dude. You sweat in weird places. We'll talk about that another time. That's a good topic to have on another day. But no, seriously, like you didn't get in the shower. You just came in from shopping, but you don't. You know what I mean? You ain't got no. You know what I mean? Smell on you. And let's say you start smoking and y'all sweating. It's May 31st, whatever. Y'all drunk from Memorial Day. You know what I mean? It's real hot. It's been a
birthday. It's May 26th, right after my birthday. Wait, it's May 26th after my birthday party. Club Ward, May 26th. Go ahead.
Oh, seriously. All right, so say you start fucking him and shit, and then you start smelling his underarms. But you don't smell him when he first pick you up and put you in the bed. Would you stop fucking? Would you tell him move to the side? What do you do? Like, you starting to fuck and all of a sudden he start to stink.
But babe, you gotta go wash up under your arms before we can finish.
Are you serious?
No. That's a turn off. It's a turn off to be smelling funk like that.
So especially
if he got his arm above your head and that arm is above your face. No.
You soft. You soft. I don't give a fuck. If a nigga sweating on me. No, see. You must not be. See, that's what I be saying about a lot of people. Sometimes people be fucking people. They ain't got no goddamn business fucking. So if you fucking somebody you don't even like, Oh, yeah, they start stinking. You're not going to like they stink. You're not going to, you know what I mean? But if you're somebody who you like and you like, this some good ass.
See, you ain't say that. You ain't say that. You ain't say that. You ain't say that, you ain't say that scenario.
Sex, period. Like, it's an open scenario. It was an open scenario. You could have put insert good dick here. Like, you insert.
You said insert good dick. Insert good dick.
But
no,
like,
Felicia does not endorse.
Yes. No, hold up. No.
I kept saying that the last show.
First of all I'm saying is if it's somebody who, you know, I mean, you already opened your legs to him and fuck, don't stop fucking just because he stink. That shit don't make no sense. Like, you just opened your legs for nothing, you punk ass bitch with your stinking sensitive nose.
See, Felicia does not endorse fucking stinking ass men on random.
Truth teller.
I don't know.
You can't say that because if my man, if I want to fuck him after he did some gardening, you know what I mean? After he did some whatever, he did some balling out.
I said random.
He did some DJing in the club. He did some performing on stage. He just came from running around in the park with his kids. I'm be like, I'm not gonna suck your dick. Now that's different.
Okay. How about we put it like this? Philly Shine does not endorse fucking random stinking ass niggas. How about that one?
We endorse it.
No, not fucking random stink ass niggas.
No, not random. First of all, I don't endorse fucking random niggas, period. So just because it be a lot of niggas that's horny, whatever, it's best to just look at him and say, oh, who gives a fuck? Because unless he giving up some money, make you feel like you're amazing, he don't matter. All right. End of the story. Now let's get to some music. Like, I'm listening to all this music. You got me bouncing over here in Sales Flash. Shout out to the owner in the building. What's up, Miss Product is still major. Follow her on Instagram. Stop playing games. How do you feel about tonight's topic? What if you're, like I said, coming from a night of shopping, whatever, night of drinking, it's June 1st. You know, start sweating. Like, do you stop or do you finish in the middle?
I finish. As if it's underarm balling.
Underarms? Who cares? All right.
As if it's underarm balling.
You think it's stinking.
When he falls, Yeah.
Falls is a bad smell. If you have a, no sucking dick, though.
Anytime you fuck in the middle, you're going to sex.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be fucking if it's not good sex. Most people say, oh, it's not good. Oh, they just stand the third. You wasted your time. All right, end of story. Let's play some music, True Teller. Stop playing with the switchboard. You know,
stop.
I can't.
You know what? You're going to make me come all the way in the other room. I was in the quiet room, the computer in the other room. See, I'm about to fight you. About to fight you. What you want to hear?
I wish I had that drawing in the drawing.
What do you want to hear?
I don't know. Play that drawing by Mav and I like that song. I forget what it's called. I can't think of the name. I've been drinking. You gotta play DJ right now.
Oh, this is weird. Woohoo! So that drawing by CL Fam and them.
Yeah, I fucks with that drone. That's always banging. Shout out to CL Fam. They definitely want to be a part of Diamond Spotlight moving up edition June 1st. It's definitely going down Friday, 69th Street Lounge. Come check it out and shit. Yeah, play that drone. Salute.
Here we go.
Always out on route, money always on my mind. Nothing up I think about. See, soon as I get it in, I get it all out. Then I get a phone call like we all out. Cruising through the city looking pretty, so fly. Got to be city, rubbing all on a city. Oh my, on the way to the paper, yeah, I'm feeling alright. Be hanging out the window, cause that money on time. Ladies wanna hug me, niggas wanna salute me. You want me to turn my back so you can shoot me, but you know I've seen it before, it's like a movie. I tell them niggas, get on my dick, they like a group act. You don't like how I spit, don't want it too, man. I know I be the shit, they call me you, gang. All white around his lips, I call him blue gang. We gon' be it forever, just like a Ruben. Salute, we rollin'. Non-stop, no breaks, we ain't throwin'. Salute, now put your hands up. Make sure you make the right move, a man up. Salute, we ain't cool, though. But I can show you how to make a couple moves, though. Salute. From a distance, if you with the movement, the nigga get with it. Salute me, all the little bitches call me Brucey. Like, ain't you the one that be with Juicy? I'm like, yeah, ain't you a groupie? Uh-huh. Or some real shit, all I want is a coochie. Now get with it, get with it. And if your man acting up, I hit him in the city. That's a movement, but nowadays I've been chilling on some cool shit. Still the one do shit. I was born ready, and I'm ready to die. Big said it, matter of fact, I've been said it. Now salute me like CCG, but I ain't a Sam City gangster.
I'm Sam City.
Yeah, man, you know where I come from. Like my God, tell niggas three clips, one gun. Now go get it, blow with it, make a mess though. Fuck the whole scene up and make the cops clean it up. Salute, we rollin'. Now stop, no breaks, we ain't going. Salute, now put your hands up. Make sure you make the right move, a man up. Salute, we ain't cool though. But I can show you how to make a couple moves though. Salute, from a distance, if you with the movement, the nigga get with it.
I'm riding, but I'm riding for another reason. Once too many times, see them brothers bleeding. Too much damn drama if you ask me. I'll be on my chill though, looking for some fresh meat. Thinking about the next pair, putting on my fresh sneaks. Listening to pesos, watching how they check me. Better cause I say so, tell them who the truth. They talking about a player, won't you tell them to salute? He ain't about his business cause he tell her that I do. That is mean his money's strong, getting fly, looking cute. I respect a fellow when he grinding tooth and nail. Gotta be a heaven, everybody getting hell. CL, me true love, few hate but true love. That's real with that feel. I make this for two thugs. Bad bitches go too good in the bad with me. You ain't gotta learn my verses, just ad lib me.
Salute, we rollin'. Nah, stop, no breaks, we ain't going. Salute, now put your hands up. Make sure you make the right move, a man up. Salute, we ain't cool though. But I can show you how to make a couple moves though. Salute, from a distance. If you with the movement, the nigga get with it.
Yeah, I'm on my grind. Selfish in the way, cause I'm on my mind. Middle finger. talking about
me. I'm gonna get it. I don't golf, but believe I'm up to par. My lifestyle, enough for a book.
Woo!
Illustrated with my lips, top it with a hook. I'm from Philly, where we hustle around here. They 35 and know they still hustle around here.
Yeah.
I send tears for the people that's gone.
We rain in storms when the thunder starts.
Lay my head on the cloud. Call it brainstorming. My mama from the motherlands. I like my car storming. So inclined.
Woo!
Within good time, we'll enjoy ourselves. Close to a good time.
Right.
Headed to the metal. Don't test my drive. I'm fly, she smart. She wanna blow my high. She wanna blow my high. She wanna take it in the face. Girl, close your eyes.
24/7, yeah, I'm on my grind. Selfish in the way, cause I'm on my mind. Slipping, that's just how we ride.
If you don't like what I'm saying, delete me. But if you're feeling what I'm saying, repeat me. You gotta join me, you can't beat me. You wanna be me, nigga, retweet me. Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh? 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 LB scattered all over the sheets, huh? Had to do it cause I do it for my freaks, huh? Break a bitch down like I do the OC, huh? That last bar made you wanna RT, huh? I be on my shit, I'm stacking, pranking. Keep my money rolling, got my Jackson skating. Holding down my spot, bitch, it's not for the taking. Holla if you with me and it's fuck you if you hating. Do the beat, ballin' so a nigga made the beat, man. Shorty not beside you, she rerouting trying to beat, man. Know that I can, y'all be copping trying to cheat. I just switch it up before they copy trying to keep. Money on my mind cause I get that shit and I wreck that shit and I spend that shit. You shorty on my dick, I'ma get that shit, trip it that shit when I been that chick. I'm so far ahead of you, I am where you begin your shit. Killing the beat so easily, making me pee for a nigga really in that shit.
If you don't like what I'm saying, delete me. But if you're feeling what I'm saying, repeat me. You gotta join me, you can't beat me. You wanna be me, nigga, retweet me. Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh?
Follow, follow, follow Bumpy Nonsense. I'm all up on they timeline, they ain't got an option. Ballin' on these niggas like a missile, I be droppin'. Begging Spanish bitches like Ted Otto, Cinco Johnson. Now I sit alone, I just that bitch like Oliver. She is screaming, so I treat a pillow like a silencer. 44 my caliber, I don't see no challenges. Finger to my haters and a SO to my followers. Blood money, pure bunny, we are 100 strong. Don't run up on my moolah, bitch, you know my money long. Call with the cheek top, cherry red thong. They yelling biggie like I'm yelling, bitch, you dead wrong. I was going in my prime, now I'm Kobe with the gas. 24 up in your chest, 23 up in your back. Keep playing with your life and I'ma delete that. You a cheat from a stack, nigga, retweet that.
If you don't like what I'm saying, delete me. But if you feeling what I'm saying, repeat me. You gotta join me, you can't beat me. You wanna be me, nigga, retweet me. Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe. Now you feeling like me,
man, y'all be bagging bottom bitches, I be bagging Lucy Liu. I do numbers in my clip, everybody in the city know how we do. Round 28, y'all round 22, 738, y'all gun 22. Number gorillas in my crew, I'ma run up on you with the whole Philadelphia suit. I go in, I be on that hand. I get brolic on my DJ Khaled, all I do is win. They be talking all that fixin', I be on my end, no win. Every DJ want my music, y'all be begging for a ten. Somebody tell me where they do that at, my Rover black, my Ruger black. I cop it, chop it, cut it. Dip it, serve it, and maneuver that. Stop it, watching while I'm copping. Hold up, where my tool is at? I took his chicken through it, man. He don't know what to do with that. I'm gone. Team, no sleep, that's my only trend. Keep told by any means, I be going in. You say they getting mad, cause I don't tweet back. I stick them to they birds and tell them tweet back.
If you don't like what I'm saying, delete me. But if you feeling what I'm saying, repeat me. You gotta join me, you can't beat me. You wanna be me, nigga, retweet me. Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh?
I met Mae, them hoes showing me major love. She busting wide open,
open.
Jerry on top with it, twerking, twerking, twerk some. She don't plan on stopping it. No, this ain't a dream, but that thing, girl, you rocking it. How that waist so slim, but that ass is hippopotamus. She do it. Glass in the air, hey man, take a look around, bro. It's ass everywhere, salt shaking. Gonna shake that salt shaker. Riding like a rodeo. She throw it back, I throw the set. It's dope, I thought I thought so. Hey, look at how she caking. Make me wanna slice. She said she ain't a freak. You gon' become one tonight. Look at how she pop. Gonna make it work. Roll that ass around. Gonna make it twerk, cause girl, I got that stripper money. Whole team got that stripper money. Shake it like the stripper. Gonna get you some of that stripper money. Find a pole, find a friend. We throw in that stripper money, and you were not allowed. If you broke niggas, don't get the money.
Damn, look how she shaking. Look like it might have jelly feeling. So I throw that bread and that stage look like a message. When I'm in a slapping circle of the shaky butt, I throw crazy bucks. And when her back is packed and gets faster tracks, and that ass is giving me massive back chat. Bounce a bitch, she said, jump the Jackson. And a grand or two in the mix. Cause when I'm done with paper, that older paper, she do handstands and flips. Round and round, just like relays. I only throw it in bulk like BJs. One fives and tens just feels wrong. When I bought more bands than Livestrong, I live wrong. But it feels right. Just a whisk, couple grand on a chill night. To the girls, I'm like they savior. To them meat stacks, they be major. Not a player, I'm just a big sipper. Not a superstar, just a big dipper. I'm sure I have you dripping on it. When I finish throwing this shit, I must be.
Look at how she taking. Make me wanna slice. She said she ain't a freak. You gon' become one tonight. Look at how she pop. Gonna make it work. Roll that ass around. Gonna make it twerk. Cause girl, I got that stripper money. Whole team got that stripper money. Shake it like the stripper. Gonna get you some of that stripper money. Find a pose, find a friend. We throw in that stripper money. And you were not allowed. If you broke niggas, don't get the money.
Nah, yeah, you know the man is here. Getting money, hell yeah. I be cutting checks like welfare. Major gang, that's my team. Money never speak, no time to dream. Passionate about my cream in a strip club, make a sex scene. I like the way you work and you drop it, drop it. Then your body so crazy, girl, that stripper money, I got it. Now come get it out of my pocket. Me coping mad, we ball hard, nigga. Smoking loud with some hard liquor. We got white girls, black girls, Greek and Jamaican. We got all, nigga, and I'm running through time. Competition, knocking niggas down, call it demolition. Repetition, that's all I know. So every day I let that money blow like go. What's your name, girl? Damn, you tight. What you asking? Cause I might offer you a price and be like, fuck that, you with me tonight.
Look at how she taking. Make me wanna slice. She said she ain't a freak. You gon' become one tonight. Look at how she pop. Gonna make it work. Roll that ass around. Gonna make it twerk, cause girl, I got that stripper money. Whole team got that stripper money. Shake it like the stripper. Gonna get you some of that stripper money. Find a pole, find a friend. We throw in that stripper money, and you were not allowed. If you broke niggas, don't get the money.
Philly Sean Radio, another episode with your girl Truth Teller, Honest Fire, missing in action again. I see we got to call it a press one. Let's see who this be. 267-648, welcome to Philly Sean Radio.
You already know this. Stacks, Tree Stack, Act Tree Stacks, 215, Self Illustrated. What's going on, mama?
CL Fam in his house.
Yeah.
What's up, what's up? You know, again, you know my co-host missing in action.
He disappeared again? Missing in action?
She was just over here, then all of a sudden it just hung up, and that was it. I have to apologize for the other night, because when she not called in, it don't do the 1 hour extra time.
Yeah.
Yeah, she missing in action again. Okay, the topic tonight she picked out was hot, sweaty sex.
Hot, sweaty sex. Look, I got my man Frank with the grippers with me, too. You hear me?
Yeah, she said hot 26. She said, how does she put it? On a day like that, would you be having hot 26? Something she said, I don't even know.
Hot 26.
Hot, sweaty, sweat, sweat.
Oh, hot, sweaty says, would I have it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it all the time. What you talking about? You feel me? That shit happens all the time.
This she said she hit with the one like for the females. I guess that happened with the males too. The viewers in the middle of it, and you know the chick was sweating, and her underarm starts thinking, would you stop or would you keep on going?
Hold, say that again.
If you was in the middle of, you know, pounding the shit out the bitch, and her underarm started thinking, would you stop or would you keep on going?
I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to be like, you out of pocket, gorilla, and I'm going to,
You know what? No, she you
might,
know what? But she
much,
wasn't
look,
smelling
listen,
like that when you first started.
Listen, when it first started.
She wasn't. She, you know, she was smelling normal. But as I was going through it, you know, all that sweating and hot shit, she starts smelling.
Oh, well, right. So it's going down. She's sweating. She, you know what I'm saying? She's sweating. But best believe, when I'm done, she hopping right in that water because I'm going in again. You hear me? No onion situation. I said no onions.
Whoa. I wonder what's up with Timu. I think he's asleep. Let me check. Let's check what he's doing. Hold on a second. Timu, are you there?
Yo, why would you do that?
Because I've called you to see what happened with you. Are you ready to talk? Because I'm on the
no,
phone by myself.
No, why would you put me on air, yo?
Oh, my bad. Bye. Press one when you're ready.
All right.
Anybody else want to answer that question? Hello?
Ain't nobody on the line?
No, nobody else is on the line.
They got to call up there, man. Don't make me hit Facebook up and give them the number and all that. They hit that joint up.
Do what you gotta do, cause I am bored.
Yeah,
I would sit here and play music.
Well, if you play music, until then, I'm gonna check Facebook until everybody call up there. You gotta throw that salute on for me.
Ooh. All right, I got you. I just played it, though.
You just played it?
First song I played. Yep, first song I played was that.
Oh, shit. Man, I'll be tuning in late, huh?
Yeah, you be tuning in late. Before she hung up, though, the first song I played.
I
need to call in the switchboard so that this shit don't hang up.
That's
what I need to do. I need to call in on the other phone, too.
Tell him, get with it.
Well, let me call in the daggone switchboard so it don't hang up. Cause
where
are
you?
Who knows?
Who
knows?
Did,
I think.
Oh, man, you got to call her. Yo, she got to do something. Well, shit, you got to call her for the night. I'm putting her on three-way or something like that.
She's acting crazy.
Hold on. Oh,
you holding your thing down. Shout out, though. Shout out the truth teller.
All right, I'm about to call in the switchboard so it won't die. Just call my phone and let me know that when you home. All right, go ahead. Now, what you say?
Shout out the truth teller. You be holding your thing down when she ain't around. So shout out to you. You do your thing.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, keep it flowing.
Yeah, it's cool. So we got
If you know we're doing that 69th Street Lounge June 1st, too. We in the building.
Oh, shit now.
Yeah, we in the building. Yeah, just flip the switchboard, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got the switchboard.
Uh-huh, motherfucker. Get with it.
All right, here we go. Put that on hold. What do I need to do is,
Dude.
I got.
That's him?
Yeah.
You got a jar or I can buy some of them? You got different. That's well right there, huh?
Okay, anybody else want to answer this topic question before I go into y'all's song?
Well, what we talking about? What's going on?
The topic question, but the topic is hot, sweaty sex.
Hot, sweaty sex. I got my man Mike in the building, too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit now.
Man Mike right here.
You know, I think I might change the topic out. I think I might change the topic up. What topic y'all want to talk about?
It don't even matter. What topic you want to talk about, Gorilla? We can talk about anything right now.
Anything. My brain is not working. I'm
on
that medicine.
What we want to talk about? The hottest in Philly. Who that? The hottest in Philly.
Well, I don't know. It's too many. It's too many. It's too many. It's too many.
Yeah,
that's out there.
That's the topic.
There's too many out there, so I don't want to say too many, and then people get mad, so I'm going to leave that topic alone.
They get mad. Let them get mad. It's topic. You already know.
No. This is the freaky day. Tuesday is the freak day.
The freaky day.
Yep. Tuesday.
Which one? Me to run the show? That's good. The topic is...
No, you ain't got to run the show, but you can suggest
the topic is... Did you ever have sex in a jacuzzi for an hour straight? That's the topic.
You know what? No, I ain't ever do no shit like that.
The freakiest
where's the freakiest place you ever had sex at? There you go.
Yeah, that's a good topic. And you already heard my answer, so, you know.
The jacuzzi for an hour.
For a whole hour straight. Get it in. Get with it.
Yeah.
Shit.
Woo.
That's the best drink. Bubbles flowing, all that. Bubbles flowing, soap in there. You in there. He in there. Everything. And look, listen. And when you're done, right, you turn the shower on, right? You turn the shower head on. Tell her to give you head while you in the shower. You know what I'm saying? Water running all down her face and all that. You feel me? Oh, shit. That's how you do it.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, goodness gracious.
This Trey Stacks, South Philly, 31st and Tascadero and Rupper. Trey Stacks, 215 at CL Fam at Gray's Wearing. You know what I'm saying? Gray's Murder. My fault. At Gray's Murder. On Twitter, at Molly Stalls on Twitter. We in the building, man.
Yes,
though. Oh, shit. We shout out to Honest Fire. Shout out to Honest Fire. You know what I'm saying? Doing our fucking thing on the radio. Truth teller. Get with it.
Yes, though. I hold her down.
Hold that shit down, Gorilla.
I hold her down, yes. I hold her down.
As you should.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cree Forge, too. That's my nigga.
Shout out
too.
To Cree Forge. Cree Forge, that's my man. Shout out to Gorilla Cree Forge. Frank with the Grippers. You know, dead and rappers. Bang.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you going?
Okay. Let me do some more interviews since last time I tried to interview y'all, every time I asked the question she cut me off. So right, what is your inspiration for making music?
Inspiration?
Yeah.
I say just go with the flow, you know? You know what I'm saying? My boy Kiss, Jada Kiss, he put me on, you know what I'm saying? I listen to this shit all the time. If it ain't Kiss or my shit, you know what I'm saying, or my Dead End Rubbers, that's all I be playing. You know what I'm saying? Cree Forge, Frank with the Grippers, Dead End, that's all I'm playing right now. Jada Kiss, that's my man, that's my inspiration. You know what I'm saying? My boys, that's my inspiration.
If you wasn't rapping, what would you be doing? What would be your second career?
Because I'm with it. Huh?
Did you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I said, if you wasn't rapping, what would you be doing?
If I what?
If you wasn't rapping, what would you be doing? Ooh, lightning.
If I wasn't rapping,
yeah.
I'd probably be trapping, you feel me? But I work on a low. I work. I do my thing. I'm a grown-ass man. I'm 27. I work. I try to take care of my kids and all. Do what I got to do, man. It's hard out here. I already know, man. It's really hard out here.
Hard out here for a step.
Real shit. So I do what I got to do for my family. Family first. You know what I'm saying? But when they turn your back on you, it's family last. But right now, it's family first.
Yes, I hear you. I like that. Good way of thinking.
I don't trust nobody but God. You know what I'm saying? Allah.
Yes.
Someone. Deshaun. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at R&R 33rd Reed Street. I'm at the bar right now.
Oh, you right there. Oh,
yeah, I'm at
like
the bar.
I need to feel like coming out.
What?
Yeah, staying in the house.
You say Bruce right there. What? Hello. Yeah.
You know I'm around though, man. I'ma always call up here and show y'all love.
Thank you.
Y'all show love, y'all, I'm saying I show love. Real shit, I'm loyal. Call me Mr. No Heart. Meet me on Facebook. Look, put me on Facebook. Trey Mr. No Heart Stacks. Catch me on Facebook. At Twitter, TreyStacks215. That's how we doing it.
Jay, I don't even know if I have you on my Twitter or Facebook. I don't even know no more.
Hit me on Facebook. Trey Mr. No Heart Stacks. Me in the building.
Trey, T-R-E-Y?
T-R-A-Y. Mr. M-R-N-O-H-E-A-R-T. That's
No
Heart. Stacks.
Trey
S-T.
No Heart Stacks.
Trey Mr. No Heart Stacks.
Okay, Trey Mr. No Heart Stacks. Okay.
Yeah.
I have two of them here.
There's two of them up there?
Yeah, Trey Mr. Stacks and Trey Mr. No Heart Stacks.
Yeah, that's what it is. Trey Mr. No Heart Stacks. That's what it is right now. Because my other job, somebody, when I went to jail, somebody done fucking went in my joint. And I can't even get in the joint. Now I'm trying to get my shit back up.
Oh, okay. Alright.
Where Honest at?
Who knows? Her phone died.
Well, I know she don't want us to host the show again because she know I'm going to hack the food.
Hack the food is
your
hey, thing.
Yo, Leaf on his way. You heard me? Leaf on his way. You gonna grab
Yo,
some?
Yo, I can't get drunk at that bar.
What bar?
Leaf on his way. I'ma spark up with you.
I'm talking to them.
Yeah, I'ma spark up with you.
Hold on.
I'm gonna call your phone.
Hey, Trey. Trey.
Yeah.
I can't get drunk at that bar.
Why not?
Because they be watering down their damn drinks.
They be, no, they don't. You true.
Yes, they do. One time I was there, yo, I swear to God, it took me like four drinks just to even get a buzz. They be watering down that drink.
R&R?
Yeah, man.
That's crazy. But listen, it's a speakeasy right around the corner.
Where?
Huh?
Where?
Right on Naber Street, right around the corner.
Oh, shit. Oh.
If you come down here, hit me up, I'll take you right around that joint. I just came from there, matter of fact, and I drunk the drink right in front of the bar. Disrespectful.
Wait, Napa Street. Who live on Napa Street?
It's some old head joint. And her daughter, they be running that joint. They sell
okay, It ain't that one. It ain't the dude one, right?
The who?
The dude. No. You know who I'm talking about?
What's his name?
Chuck.
Chuck, oh, that's Gray's Murder. That's his pop. Shout out to Gray's Murder. Self-illustrated. That's my bro. That's his pop. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
He booked right now. You know what I'm saying? Free my nigga Chuck. Free my old head Chuck. He had the water ices popping and all that. Free my old head, man.
Last time I heard, they ran up on him, and then they let him go, and he booked again?
Yeah, he took a deal and all that, but he be home pretty soon, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
Yeah, bro. Shit, that's my old head, man. Chuck out there. What you know about Chuck?
Uh-huh. I tell you, I'm from the neighborhood. Don't say
What you know about Chucky?
That be goddamn weird.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
I'm around from here. I'm trying to tell you. I'm from 31 Tasker, Hoffman Drive. Don't play.
Oh, yeah. That's where I'm from. Dead and rubber. Bang, bang, man. For real.
I'm from
good
Hoffman
shit.
Motherfucking Drive.
That's okay. Good shit.
We moved out in 97 when they tore that shit down.
Yeah, yes, we did.
You from Infinity and Nowhere.
Where?
Infinity and Nowhere, because you're from everywhere.
He's from everywhere, right?
Yeah.
No.
Where you from? Oh, I live right down the corner. $28, you all live
there. Hey, truth teller.
Huh?
Can you do this for one favor for me?
What?
Say, get with it.
Why?
Say it for me. Get with it.
Get with it.
Whatever you do, you know what song not to say.
Yeah, I know. I know what song not to play.
Hey,
yes, I know.
Hey, Truth Teller.
Yeah.
I know y'all got more tracks than that salute. We sent y'all the intro. Y'all salute. We got the intro.
Blog Talk be deleting songs like crazy. Blog Talk is a faggot old.
But Salute, that's a motherfucking banger.
That's the one that survived.
Huh?
Blog Talk will set you up and delete your shit.
Yeah, Salute, that's the banger right there. You got
the
banger.
That's the only one we got for right now.
That's ridiculous.
We got to put it back in there.
Yeah, you fuck with it, that jump ridiculous.
Yeah.
You almost caught me, King. What's the topic tonight?
What's the topic? We have two topics.
Yo,
hot buddy sex.
And
the weirdest and the freakiest place you ever had sex.
Yo, watch your body.
You almost caught me in the mix of one of them. You just go for it. If I hear you say my name, you probably would have heard the whole different thing when you pressed that one on me.
Oh, shit now. You freak-ass motherfucker. You wasn't even supposed to be doing all that. You was supposed to be helping me out and help. You know what? I'm going to beat your ass. That's why you wouldn't answer the phone. Wait, you just wait. I'm telling Lady Phoenix.
What happened was?
I'm telling Lady Phoenix, Timur. I'm telling Lady Phoenix.
No, I was asleep. That's what happened. What really happened? Let me tell you what happened was.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. That's why your dick won't fall off because you're lying. Anyway.
I'm going to get that shit sold on back, right back
yo,
on.
Yo, they be in the back. They be talking to each other like crazy.
They like crazy.
The
yo,
craziest
the
place I ever had sex.
On. Yeah.
On top of this girl, on top of the roof, on top of this girl roof.
Mm.
I think that was the craziest place because the whole neighborhood could see us and shit.
You say roof with it, huh?
Yeah, we was on the roof with it. We fucked at the train station too. We fucked anywhere, but I guess the roof was the weirdest place and shit.
That's crazy.
Okay, I got one weirder than y'all.
Shit, I hit my baby mom in the park. You know the little jog, the little horsies that be in the park?
What?
Yeah.
The park?
Yo,
that's part
look,
of my
I
ritual.
In the park.
I
look,
said,
I hit my
baby
in the park.
The smiling boy and shit.
Look, I
listen,
had it in the park.
They go down
right?
in the park, King. I'm trying to tell you, yo.
Yo, look.
I done smashed on the slime board, swings, all that.
Hell yeah, slime board.
Look, I see you have her in the park, right?
Slime board, corny.
Look, she started looking around like,
yo, this shit was crazy. She started looking around back and forth, fast as shit. I'm like, yo, this is going crazy.
Wow. She's like, look out, looking for the cops, looking for the cops. I'm like, yo, you out.
Okay, so what we doing now is, I'm going to tell y'all mine. My craziest place was right there. Before they changed it, right? Before they changed it, right there at 26 and Pine, that park.
Yeah.
It used to be like, before they changed it into that little bike path thing where you could walk through it over there by the water.
Yeah.
That part was closed off, and what they had was just straight railroad tracks. And I had fucked right along there.
Oh, shit.
Ballin'! You win it!
And then, wait. The fucked up thing about it was this conductor dude got off the train and was watching us jerking off.
Oh,
I
shit.
Like, I gotta quit. No. This is
I
just
had sex
so...
in the walk-in freezer at Domino's.
The walk-in freezer at Domino's.
I used to go down when I used to work at Domino's. I was the manager. I used to be fucking on the clock.
You just a freak-ass motherfucker.
I am, yo. I'm fucking addicted to sex. That shit is crazy.
You addicted to sex?
Yeah,
you need,
that's how
you need
I be. That's how I be, though. True killer.
You said
that's
I need what?
Addicted.
You addicted to sex, too?
Listen, I ain't addicted, but it goes down. You feel me?
I'm addicted. Like, I could just have sex all fucking day. If I could find a chick that could have sex all day, I'd just have one friend. But since
hey,
I can't...
You tell her, that's your signature, too. You come out. Mm-hmm.
No, my signature is...
Tiger.
That's your signature?
That's my signature. I'm the tongue roll.
Yeah, I get with it.
I bet you do the tongue roll, don't you?
Ha ha! For me to know and you'll never find out. Ha ha!
Ha ha! I get you while you're half drunk.
You say play that.
Ha ha! I'm always half drunk.
So I'll always be getting ya. No.
Yeah,
no. I'm gonna have to slip you a roofie then. It's cool. Slip you a roofie then show you the tape the next day like the Hangover.
Hey, you think? Say play that salute, Gorilla, my nigga.
Yeah, you gonna play that salute?
Yeah, I'm playing the salute.
Hey, yo, hey, Gorilla, fuck with that joint too, man. Shout out, for real, Philly support Philly. That's what's supposed to be.
Yeah, definitely fuck with that joint.
Yeah, this is my second time playing it tonight. My second time.
That's what's supposed to be.
So I'm gonna tell
you. You act like it's your fucking fifth time playing it. You know what I'm saying?
You know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, we definitely
fight
on a radio. Bang that.
I will fight y'all. I will fight y'all. I might be little, but I can still fight y'all. I kick in the kneecaps.
Listen, all you gotta do is play salute, and we don't have no problems.
Yeah, you feel me? Salute.
It's
only right.
Always out, no problem. Money always on my mind. Nothing else I think about. As soon as I get it in, I get it all out. Then I get a phone call like we all out. Cruising through the city looking pretty, so fly. Got the bitty rubbing all on the city. Oh my. On the way to the paper, yeah, I'm feeling alright. Be hanging out the window with that money on time. Ladies wanna hug me. Niggas wanna salute me. You want me to turn my back so you can shoot me. But you know I've seen it before. It's like a movie. I tell them niggas get on my dick. They like a group ass. You don't like how I spit. Don't want it too, man. I know I be the shit. They call me you, yeah. All white round his lips. I call him group, yeah. We gon' be it forever. Just like a group ass.
Salute. We rollin'. Nah, stop. No breaks. We ain't stolen. Salute. Now put your hands up. Make sure you make the right move, Amanda. Salute. We ain't cool though, but I can show you how to make a couple moves though. Salute. From a distance, if you with the movement, the nigga get with it. Salute me. All the little bitches call me Bruce Lee. Like, ain't you the one that be with Juicy? I'm like, yeah, yeah. Ain't you a goofy? Or some real shit? All I want is the coochie. Now get with it. Get with it. And if your man acting up, I hit him in the city. That's the movement. But nowadays, I've been chilling on some cool shit. Still the one do shit. I was born ready, and I'm ready to die. Big said it. Matter of fact, I've been said it. Now salute me like CCG, but I ain't a Tampa City gangster. Yeah, man, you know where I come from. Like Micah, I tell niggas three clips, one gun. Now go get it, blow with it, make a mess though. Fuck the whole scene up and make the cops clean it up. Salute, we rollin'. Nah, stop, no breaks, we ain't holdin'. Salute, now put your hands up. Make sure you make the right move, man. Salute. We ain't cool though, but I can show you how to make a couple moves though. Salute from a distance. If you with the movement, the nigga get with it.
I'm riding, but I'm riding for another reason. Once too many times, see them brothers bleeding. Too much damn drama if you ask me. I'll be on my chill though, looking for some fresh meat. Thinking about the next pair, putting on my fresh sneaks. Listening to pesos, watching how they check me. Better cause I say so, tell them who the truth. They talking about a player, won't you tell them to salute? He ain't about his business cause he tell it in a suit. That just mean his money's strong, getting fly, looking cute. I respect a fellow when he grinds tooth and nail. Gotta be a heaven, everybody getting hell. CL makes you love, few hate but you love. That's real with that feel. I make this for two thugs. Bad bitches go too good in the bad with me. You ain't gotta learn my verses, just ad lib me.
Salute, we rollin'. Nah, stop, no breaks, we ain't goin'. Salute, now put your hands up. Make sure you make the right move, man. Salute, we ain't cool though. But I can show you how to make a couple moves though. Salute, from a distance. If you with the movement, the nigga get with it.
Yeah, we back at it.
Get with it. Good looking for that play, Gorilla.
Yeah, we back at it. What the hell?
Yeah.
Yo, all this lightning is scaring me.
I'm scared of lightning.
Salute me. All the little bitches call me Brucey. Like, ain't you the one that be with Juicy? I'm like, yeah. Ain't you a groupie on some real shit? All I want is the coochie. Now get with it. Get with it. And if your man acting up, I hit him in the spirit. That's a movement. But nowadays, I've been chilling on some cool shit. You still don't want to do shit. I was born ready, and I'm ready to die. Big said it. Matter of fact, I been said it. Now salute me like TCG. But I ain't the Tassel City gangster. You from Tassel City, ain't you? Yeah. Man, you know where I come from, like Micah. I tell niggas three clips, one gun. Now go get it, blow with it, make a mess, though. Fuck the whole scene up and make the cops clean it up. Salute. Yeah.
Oh.
Get with
it. Oh, he just dropped that shit on us. Philly Shine exclusive.
Yeah, we ain't playing, man.
It's a street banger.
What's the deal, though?
Okay.
Want to go down there?
Back to the interview.
Yeah, he's going to something.
Oh, yes. Temu, you are back online. Oh. I know you heard the beat. Okay, so back to the interview. What was I about to ask? My brain cells hurt. They hurt.
Ask whatever.
Somebody to teach you how to dug it.
Hey, look,
I'm
much good at
the woodchuck, chuck the woodchuck, chuck wood.
You hear me?
Huh?
I say go on Facebook and do that shit right now.
I'm about to put it on here.
No secrets about the truth teller.
It ain't no secret.
You ever had a threesome?
Ever had a threesome? Listen, a threesome is a GB. I'm
threesome is two chicks and one guy. You know that, right?
Me and my man Monty.
Me and my man Monty, right?
We had this old head on. She was like, I ain't going to lie to you. She was like 48, 50.
Hold on, wait. That's a big ass truck that just went by my house.
Look, she was like 48, 50 years old, right?
Yeah.
She was like 48, 50. You know what I'm saying? She was chewing me. He was hitting from the back. Bang, 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 bang. He get his shit off, right? Bang. He leave out his grandmama in the crib and all that. This shit crazy. He leave out. I'm in there. Bang, bang. Tearing out the frame. He come in the room like, yo, you done yet? And I said, no. Come get with it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. That shit go down.
So
that's how that shit go down, hey. Yo, that shit go down for real, for real. I can make pornos and all that. I ain't got no shame in my game.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Have you ever made a porno?
Yes, I did.
I did.
If I can send that shit on the radio, I would send it. I got it in my phone right now on my SD card.
Me too, and I lost my phone, so somebody got my porno, three of them. If they ever come out, I want my $1 million up front.
Find out you stole the rights.
Some footage
to nobody.
Some professional footage. The only thing mine missing is I ain't had no dumb acting scene. Like, I wasn't the cable man coming to hook up the cable or nothing like that. It just comes straight from.
And I got my man before we in the big boy things. You know what I'm saying? He can say some shit on the topic.
No, we ain't speaking on topic.
You ain't speaking on topic?
No, this is a topic right here.
Yeah.
They always out and about. They don't stay in one place.
Yeah, we out. We ain't playing. We about to go to the bar down on fucking, what's that, 29th of Snyder with the white chicks.
Oh, that one?
Yeah,
oh,
we down
there. Oh, well, across the street from the old Leggett.
Down from the laundromat, Key Laundromat.
No, the one right across the street from the old Leggett's little grocery store thing.
I think so.
I know where you're going to.
Yeah, we riding through the new homes right now. That's the shame they tore Task Project down. They got the new homes, but it's looking nice. We still here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Real shit. It's still a project, but it keeps stepping. You remember my Gorilla Creek 4 say, I mean, it look pretty, but it's still a project, but it keeps stepping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Real shit.
Yo.
It feels good outside, too. Y'all outside?
No.
Y'all in the crib?
I just came from outside.
You, you in the crib, you tell her?
Yep, I'm in the crib.
Oh, man, you better go sit on a step or something.
Nah, it's lightning outside. No.
Raining, but good
where
idea.
You at?
I'm in the house.
You said it's raining outside. Where you live at?
I said it's
raining.
It's lightning.
Man, it
feels
good out here. Little light.
I keep saying lightning.
Fuck the lightning. That ain't going to get to you. Unless you got a motherfucking metal box around you. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You do. It's nice out here. It feels good.
Oh, shit, now.
Oh, we pulling up here right now. Oh, they out here.
See, they go another flash.
Yeah, we out here.
Yo, I don't like this boy across the street from my
kid. Strike you in your house, right?
Yeah, I know he can.
Oh, all right.
I know.
Why you ain't outside? I'm just saying. My grandpa got killed by lightning.
Oh, that's crazy. That's not funny.
That's cool.
That's not funny.
It's not funny, but I wonder if you ever swear to God that God could strike him down on lightning and was lying.
I can't smoke in there. What's going on?
Wouldn't that be crazy, though?
I want
it. Yeah. Yeah, that is crazy.
Chilling. How you?
Huh?
What the... What's that? What you need change for that?
Got time,
man. What you need change for that, dude?
Huh?
You need change?
Y'all niggas better burn that, dude.
Oh, burn it?
Burn
oh, yeah.
That shit.
That's love.
I was right here. First thing hot, last what? Name stars.
Yeah.
Fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Always how.
That's how
I'm chilling,
bro. I ain't
going nowhere, man. Listen, man.
He sound drunk as shit, yo.
No, but you on the radio. You want to talk. You got a topic on the radio. Internet radio, real shit.
The radio, Philly Shine Radio.
She trying to talk to you. OG said, Nizza.
Nizza.
Can't believe you on the radio.
Say, get with it, CL fam. Get with it, self-illustrated.
Hey, listen, I'ma let you know, right?
CL fam.
Hey, listen, man, always Sinclair all day, like on some real shit, and that's why we get down, like on some real shit. 16U, on some real shit. All right, set them up. Nigga, you get 16U, nigga, you get what you want, nigga.
We
calling all of us.
Real
man,
that's
nigga,
what's
you
up.
Need 20 more.
Hmm?
You need 20 more. 20
more? Where the 20 at? Huh?
Lizzo.
Who's that? I don't know. It
might be around. It might be around.
Hey, Tamu. What the hell you up to?
Man, I need Honest to send me those Jones.
What Jones?
Hold on.
Look at the songs that they songs.
Oh, some of the songs? Oh, okay, yeah, she got them all in the email. I ain't got nothing.
She's supposed to send me some songs, but she fluked me. She sent me all these corny Jones. That she don't even play.
You know what? You need to stop.
Wait, she got some corny Jones on there?
Okay,
no,
hey,
no.
Listen.
No.
Wait, y'all. Shh. Listen, y'all. Philly Shine Radio does not endorse corny songs, and we do not think that the songs are corny. This is
right.
From the mouth of Tamu.
Right.
You don't play the songs on Philly Shine.
Philly Shine Radio plays all songs that is submitted to Philly Shine Radio.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, they do. I'm sorry. All I'm saying is Shane sent me salute. That's all I'm saying.
Man, got it.
Okay, I can go for that.
That's my man.
I love Jordan. Philly Shine does not endorse. I love it.
I got my man.
Philly Shine does not endorse.
Yeah, I endorse everything.
Yeah,
Sean told me to say this. I'm reading everything off of a script.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah. Hey, yo.
Sure, that's crazy.
Yo, I already know.
Hey, Trey.
Yeah.
Hey, Trey, y'all coming to my B-Day party?
May 26th,
Club War.
Club War? What time?
May 26th. I got the invitations, right? And y'all got to be there before 10:30.
Yeah, all right, just hit me on Facebook. Look, I appreciate that. Just hit me on Facebook.
All right.
Yo, my man.
Yeah.
My
OG already.
What was the other songs he said he wanted to play? That you said not in Blog Talk?
Intro. We got a couple joints we sent her. Thanks.
All right, because I need to know what joints to ask her to send me so I can play them joints on KNS Radio too.
We got an intro, Killernet. Killernet. Yo, Killernet, that's a banger.
Killing that.
If she got that, please play that.
Yo, if she don't got, send it to playmymusic@knsradio.com.
Play my music?
Yeah, at knsradio.com.
knsradio.com?
Yep.
All right,
yeah,
no
he
doubt.
Got his own little radio station, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out when his radio station on, so
yo,
I can invade his.
Yeah, I'm really trying to say that. So hit me up on, can you hit me on Facebook right now as we speak?
What's your Facebook?
Trey Mr. No Heart Stacks.
Hold up.
That shit should pop right up.
Yeah, it did.
You spelled Mr. Out or just the MR?
Just the MR.
Yay. Hey, y'all, I am so high off my medicine right now. I feel like the little Geico pig. Whee!
Yo, they gave me some fucking medicine, King. Talking about it ain't no narcotic. That shit knocked me out as soon as I took it.
Who was it?
Unctu Love.
I don't know.
Unctu Love. That's love.
Y'all know what you know what they gave me? They had me on straight whooping pills.
I'm talking about.
Trey, Mr. Nasty what? Mr. what?
Mr.
No
Heart. Trey, Mr. No Heart.
He said, Mr. Nasty. You funny as hell.
That's what came up.
T-R-A-Y, Mr. No Heart. Stack.
He said, Mr. Nasty.
I'll definitely send that joint to you.
now.
Poking right in his eyes. I want to kick somebody in the shin. I ain't do that in a while.
Said you want to kick somebody in the shin?
Yeah.
You could tell you like only 5'2".
Five foot, thank you very much.
I know, but you can tell you're short because you said kick somebody in the shins.
24.
I ain't seen a shin in like 30 years. All right, I just hit you on Facebook now. I'm about to inbox that shit to you.
Punch you in your face.
Oh, that's love, aunt. We'll be right back, all right?
Say no more. I'll be y'all.
That's love.
I'm gonna
choke
you.
What?
Yo.
All that. I'm gonna
that's right. The more joints you send, my joint 24 hours. I play music 24 hours. So the more joints you send, the more times like people got the chance to hear your joint because I put everything in rotation.
Oh
yo,
yeah.
I gotta get out this house.
Yeah, you do gotta get out the house.
No, I mean move.
Hey, true, tell him.
Yeah.
You think you can send him that salute for me for right now?
I don't know.
No, probably because you sent it to Honest.
Yeah, she deal with this.
Loud.
Send her email, not mine. Y'all would have to send it to me, and then I would send it to him.
But I'm streaming this show on my station now, so Salute just played on it.
On his show.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Even though, you know, we going against, you know, everything. But you know what?
Y'all
whenever
know
she
y'all
me.
Hey, yo. Hey, look. Call Anna's phone, man. See if she charged her joints. You gotta get her on here.
Hold on, I'm gonna call her on the other phone.
Call her from the switchboard.
No.
She out of pocket.
I'm gonna call her on my other phone. Hold on. On my mama's phone. Hold on.
All right, play Salute while you calling her.
No, I just played that. I ain't gonna replay that again.
You got to. If the streets want it,
why not? I requested it this time.
Yeah, that's love.
Hold on, y'all. Hello, you home yet?
Who the honest?
Truth teller. Yo, she said, let me call you back and hung up. Oh, shit.
Damn. It must be going down. Where she at?
Yeah.
Baby Phoenix, where she at?
I don't know. I don't even know, y'all. But you know what? Philly Time Radio does not endorse.
Shamu stalking Lady Phoenix.
No, you did not just say that. Shamu is stupid.
That's not I'm stalking. Definitely hitting this end button to the. This show over. You feel me?
Really trying very little. Sometimes I be on here tonight.
Right? And that shit just be cutting off on me. I be like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Philly shine out of pocket.
Yeah, that shit just be cutting off on me. I be like, damn, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, let's do that.
Fuck Blog Talk. That's why I had to start my own shit.
Yeah. I guarantee
Philly Shine does not support me saying fuck Blog Talk. I make sure I say that for you.
Okay.
What's the name of your joint, Gorilla?
KNSRadio.com.
KNS Radio?
Yep.
That's love, man. I definitely give it up to you, man. Do your thing, Gorilla.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Key to do a morning show with me, but she's scared.
I don't get up in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not a morning person either. Well, I usually go to sleep in the morning, so.
What are we going to call the show in the morning, huh?
Called Get Your Ass Up.
Get Your Ass Up.
Yeah, people want me to do shows with him. My ass is crazy. I do like 2 shows already.
I do like four shows already. Like, I be on this show damn near every night. I do my show. Like, I be on DJ Exclusive, John.
I do, you know, it's a big old thing right now, but, you know, I do another one that, you know, I'm not going to mention because, you know.
Oh, really?
Due to, you know, problems within people, I'm not going to mention that one. But
I didn't know you were doing another show.
Yeah, I'll tell you later.
Nah, sir, it's the type of way you ain't doing my show.
I gotta be in front of the camera to do your show. Hell no.
In front of the camera? You mean in front of the microphone? See, my show is not an over the phone show.
Yes.
Yo, where you was at Sunday, man? We ripped that shit.
I was right there.
So, no, Sunday. I'm talking about this Sunday that just passed. You wasn't in there.
Oh, no. My ass was home. Tired, laid out in the bed.
No, listen. We had that shit rocking.
Did you?
Yes,
shit.
Damn. Honest, did another joint?
Honest wasn't there. She wasn't, you know what I'm saying? She wasn't promoting that joint. That joint was rocking, though.
Because she don't fuck with Mel Creek no more.
She don't fuck with him no more?
No, release the edition. That's when she let him go.
That's crazy. We had that shit popping.
I went to that joint one time. That shit was so fucking packed, I turned around and left and shit. I don't like a whole bunch of niggas like that.
Yeah, I feel you. A whole bunch of niggas. It got to be all the ladies in there.
Yeah, see, that's exactly. Like, I don't want to have to squeeze through a whole bunch of niggas. Like, I don't mind
niggas.
squeezing through females.
Yeah, you know niggas be hating and all that shit. That shit be crazy.
I'm like, I don't got no time for that shit.
Last big thing that I went to that happened was when Honest sisters was fighting. Oh my God, that shit was crazy.
My cousins was fighting.
Yo, they was getting it in. They beat up this fag dude. You know, Philly Shine Radio does not endorse the use of the word fag, but I just used it, so who cares? But yeah.
Why Philly Shine don't use the word faggot?
Because this man that likes other men could have liked that.
It ain't popping.
But yeah, huh? Yeah, they, it was blood all on the floor. I got the pictures of the blood and all, y'all. That was crazy.
How you doing?
You instigated.
No, I ain't instigate. I ain't even know what was happening. I was at the door.
Just like Jerry,
you know what?
Well, she said.
No, I was at the door. So Honest told me get the door. So I was at the door taking money, and at the door, I didn't even know they was fighting.
Yo, a couple years ago, I'd say like 5-6 years ago, yo, I used to walk around with a video camera, right?
Mm-hmm.
I used to, like, when girls was fighting and shit, I used to instigate that shit. Take them fighting and shit, getting their ass whipped. I still got some of them tapes. I might put it on YouTube and shit, embarrass a couple people.
You funny as hell.
Yeah, I remember one time I made this Rican ball, socked this white ball. The white ball got up like, yo, who hit me? The ball was right in front of his face when he hit me talking to him, though.
Too crazy.
That's the old term. Philly Shine does not endorse going around making Puerto Rican people hit white people.
Yeah, get with it.
That's my nigga right there. He's so funny.
For me. Yo, I'm about to We about to do a reality show called Tamua Love. See, I need you to get all your best girlfriends, Honest, all her best girlfriends. We're going to do the Tamua Love Show.
Where that's popping at?
I'm about to get it popping in Philly.
Yeah, where at, though?
No, I'm talking shit. I wish I could do a Tamua Love VH1, John.
Oh, shit.
school to school.
Have all the girls doing crazy shit trying to compete in one house. I have them fighting and shit. Whoever win this fight for me,
for the love
somewhere.
To move.
Huh?
For the love to move.
Yeah, for the love of Timbu. Sure. My joint would be better than Ray J's and Flavor Flav's.
In New York.
Yeah, because I'm going to be instigating the fights. Like, look, I got one pack of Remy. Whoever wins, get it.
You stupid.
Go ahead. Listen, I got some lace fronts right here.
Oh, you're so stupid.
Hey, well, look, shout out to the niggas. Shout out to the niggas that be spazzing on these chicks that don't give a fuck about them. If you catch a chick with a girl, if you catch a girl with a nigga, she don't give a fuck about you, for real, for real.
Yeah.
First of all, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She don't give a fuck about you.
Well...
Your name, it ain't worth it going on the obituary over a girl. These niggas be tripping over these females, man.
Well,
you never lie.
Well,
nah, real
well.
Shit, man. Like, if your girl, if you see your girl with a nigga, fall back. What you snapping for? You gotta leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
These niggas be like.
I said that last week.
Yeah, these niggas be like, yo, I'ma kill this nigga, I'ma do that. Nigga, is you crazy?
She's gonna sit in jail and she's still gonna be fucking everybody she wants.
Yeah,
exactly.
You wanna go up.
Don't even kill her.
Don't
even kill her. Don't even.
It's crazy
even
because I always, like, I'm single and shit, and I always be telling girls, I don't trust females.
Yeah, females is crazy. They like cats. They can, you know how they sit in the garden and they be bees using their legs and flipping that shit up. They cover that shit up.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? Fuck out of here.
That's
fuck out of here. Fuck all y'all
though.
Niggas. Fuck
no,
out of here.
Yeah,
I hate
listen.
Like that.
Yo.
Listen.
That's how females is, though. They go fucking
cats. I ain't like
cat.
That. I ain't
they
like
really
that.
Like they go in the fucking garden, do their shit, and fucking use they fucking back legs and cover that shit up.
I ain't like that. So I ain't
listen.
Fucking worried about y'all.
No, we're not saying
you
all like that, but listen.
You ain't got to be like that, but some females is like that.
Then, you know, Philly Shine does not enjoy talking about females.
Let me tell you, look, I never got cheated on, right? But
yeah.
I done been with a lot of chicks that got dudes. So,
that's,
just
yeah.
Hey, I don't trust females, like.
If they
I
got
can't
dudes,
really say I never got, she just never got caught.
Listen, if they got dudes, you know what you is?
Boyfriend number two.
Boyfriend number two, you feel me?
Dick number
you're
two.
You're not the main course, you're the side dish.
I'm dick number two. He
that's
spent
no,
all
the
money.
Side dish.
He take her out, wife, and spend all the money. He tell her he love her, I'ma just fuck her. Give it to a good, then fuck a Dutch up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drop
some dirty
dudes.
That's not
it. And that's crazy.
Don't hang out with
niggas,
because
it's another topic, too. If you use condoms, right, they say use condoms, you still can catch this shit because you be in it so much. You be sweating all over. The condom be pulling, coming off and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Sweat,
that's how I got pregnant. Shit, condom
yeah,
came off.
Sweat, the sweat be coming in that shit. The condoms don't work. You just got to find a chick, take her to the motherfucking clinic, make sure she ain't got shit, and then you fuck her doggy style, whatever. You feel
me? Let me tell you this. The bad thing about having a chick and you get the fucking the raw, because then when you go to fucking the next chick and y'all break up and you got to use condoms again, that shit is not the fucking same.
That shit crazy, man.
But I endorse Magnum condoms. Make sure you always go get them Jones and wear them Jones.
Them Jones the shit.
I want to go to the casino, man.
Yeah, me too if I had the casino money. Truth Teller does not exist being broke all the time.
Yo, I'm disrespectful. Look, I'm disrespectful. I go to Harris, right?
Right.
With a Sugar House shirt on.
Oh, shit, right?
Look, the lady said, that's a nice shirt.
I'm going to fuck you up. Oh, my God.
I used to do that shit all the time.
Yo,
so you get to send me free rooms. I go stay at their free room, be at the motherfucking trunk paying and shit, spending my money and shit like.
Yeah.
What the fuck
they
talking about?
They be acting crazy. They be acting crazy. Them a job you giving money up. Get that fucking bread up.
Yo, when I go to the casino,
they be giving out rewards for buffets and shit. Listen,
I know, right?
I'm trying to work out. I ain't trying to get all hustle, bro. Oh, buffet this, buffet that, buffet this, buffet that. And when you go to the buffet, they ask you how much you want to drink. You want to drink? No, that shit fill you up. No, I'm going to keep eating this fucking food up, dummy. For real.
Fuck that buffet shit. Fuck all that shit. They all high price for everything. They definitely $350.
Yeah.
Like, dang.
Yeah.
Yo, Honest is a fucking. What the fuck is Honest doing?
Who knows?
He probably going ball to ball like the other night.
It is $2 Tuesdays.
Yeah. $2 Tuesdays. Yeah, man.
Did Philly Shine endorse that, King?
Philly Shine does not endorse talking about Iron Fire. No, wait. Philly Shine does not endorse talking about Iron Fire going from bar to bar.
I would never.
Shout out to Iron Fire, though. I fuck with it.
I would never talk about Iron Fire.
Shout out to it. I fuck with it. Real shit.
That's my nigga if her ass don't get no bigger.
Yeah.
Y'all is so silly.
I seen that little creepy, like, self-illustrated. Then, can I get a hoodie? I got her, though.
Yeah.
She needs two hoodies. One for her and one for her ass.
Yeah.
Then I must need five, shit.
She need a 3X for the ass. Why, your ass bigger than Honest's?
3X?
Yeah.
She need a motherfucking
24,000 X. shit.
Word.
I can't help
word.
It.
Oh, shit.
24,000 X.
Ah, no.
That why I'm smoking, that shit almost made me die, yo.
What?
Because I inhaled and laughed at the same time. Sometimes that fuck your throat up.
Trying to kill yourself? Look,
you
Philly
don't
Chine
know,
does not...
smoking that mute.
Well, wait. Philly Chine does not endure smoking and choking.
Damn, Philly Chine don't endure shit.
Well, we can go on there.
I'm trying to
damn,
keep the
email
clean, too.
KNS Radio. Does not endorse anything that is being said right now on Philly Sean.
Listen, now we at the bar on 19th and Mifflin.
Oh, y'all
it better be some females in there.
Let me know, because I'll come right down that motherfucker.
Hold on, wait. The bar is
all you
got to
do is say two things, money or females, and I'm there, or Lady Phoenix.
Lady Phoenix, he is in love with Lady Phoenix. Leave Lady Phoenix alone.
She's just so nice and beautiful to be in chocolate.
It's called Sit On It Bar. Sit On It.
Sit On It Bar. I like the name of it.
It's that joint called Sit On It.
I'm about to tell a chick to meet me at Sit On It Bar, and afterwards you can sit on it.
Yep. Get with it.
It's a bar up north. Listen, let me tell you about the bar up north. If you try and get somebody drunk,
Then smash, you go to the bar up north, it's a ducky joint. It'd probably be like four people in there at the most. That's packed. The bartender and that joint a lady, but she be hooking whoever you with. It's like she giving them a roofie. They going to have all liquor, no juice, no soda, no nothing. Like, I fuck with her. Like, she be hooking me the fuck up. Like, my shit be
where
all light, they should be heavy.
Where's it at?
Right off of Huntington Park and shit. It's called Frank's.
Huntington Park and what?
Right off Huntington Park.
Boy in Huntington Park?
Yeah, not Roy's.
Oh, snap. Ah, lightning, lightning, lightning. I'm about to scream. I'm about to hear the bitch come out.
Lightning don't hurt nobody. Go stand outside with a metal pole.
Fuck out of here.
He's like, no, let me stop talking shit, because if I die by lightning, I don't think I die by lightning because my grandpa died by lightning, but... Yeah, both of my grandpas died by lightning, too.
Yeah.
I'm scared as shit of lightning.
Why? Because it's about to come through your window?
No, I'm just scared. I don't like thunder and lightning. It was a big old thing that my mom did to me growing up. She left me in the house one day when I was little when it was thunder and lightning. I went looking for her and couldn't find her.
What you think it's going to do to you?
I don't know. I always been scared since I was a child.
I'm going to tell you a secret. You want to know the secret?
What?
Fear nothing but God. Don't fear nothing but God.
What's that noise?
I'm in the bar, man.
No, I heard some noise in my house.
You heard thundering. Stop being a chump.
Stop being a chump.
You can't be scared of your, you can't be scared of your own crib.
Right?
Hold on, wait. Here you go. Watch this. Philly Chime Radio does not endorse truth teller being scared of thunder and lightning.
You being a chump. She's talking all.
Let's say 357 Magnum. Get that.
You scared of lightning and thunder. You supposed to be scared of ghosts and goblins or something, not no lightning and thunder. I hate to see you in the month of April.
No, the other day, I swear to God, last time we had that big-ass thunderstorm, that big-ass crash of lightning crashed so hard, it set off the car alarms around here.
Yo, I'm about to get off this joint, y'all.
Oh, okay.
All right, good shit. Don't forget to send me that shit.
Yeah, I got you, my nigga.
Yeah. Go ahead, y'all. Go. You know. Meet some chicks so they can sit on it at the bar.
Call for me.
Yeah. Shout out to Truth Teller, Honest Fire. Get with it. Self-illustrated. Trace S 215, Graves Murder, Molly Star, CL Fam, get with it. Salute me.
Yes, sir.
I love y'all too.
All right, thank y'all for calling.
All right, have a good night, baby.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Hello?
What? Yeah, it's just me and you, Tamu. It's just me and you.
Honest set us up. All right, so what's going on in the world? Because, you know, I don't know what's going on in the world. I'm, like, stuck in my own little world. I heard about the Jay-Z, John. What's going on with that?
Yeah, Jay-Z, supposed to be having a two-day concert series on the Parkway. $99 for 2 days. 30 artists.
$99 and you get tickets for both days?
Yeah, and 30 artists is going to be performing.
Wow.
That is Labor Day weekend.
That's a good deal, right?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I ain't got $90, but that sounds pretty good.
I mean, that's like $50 a day.
Yeah,
$50 for your ticket.
Yeah.
30 artists going to perform, two concerts.
$49.50 for your ticket, yeah.
Yeah, that's balling right there. Honest, set us up again, yo. Something told my ass when I seen that text. I was like, oh, shit. Usually, I just got to figure it out.
Her phone died, you know.
Yeah. It bees like that when you bees in the chat. Bees in the chat.
Okay. So, Smooth, being an artist yourself.
I'm not a rapper.
Huh?
I'm not a rapper.
You're not a rapper? Mm. What are you?
I'm a nigga who
anyway,
know how to rap.
Being an artist yourself, what motivates you to do what you do?
My son motivates me to keep going. I always did music, but my son got me to keep going, to get my point across, to want to touch everybody worldwide.
Yeah, I got a couple questions I got to ask you offline, though. You know.
Oh, yeah. I like to go all night long. Sorry. Not those kind of questions?
No. I got to say this. Philly Shine does not endorse Timu hitting on Truth Teller. Next.
I ain't hit on no damn Truth Teller. I don't do no domestic violence and none of that shit anime. All I said was eat the cake. Anything else, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what you're talking about.
Eat the cake. Yo, did you see the way he smacked it? She did a backflip. She did a tuck and roll backflip. Tuck and roll, bitch, tuck and roll. Philly Shine Radio does not endorse Ike Turner making a bitch tuck and roll.
I don't recall. I don't know. I didn't see that. I don't recall that. I didn't see that.
Oh, shit.
I don't know nothing about no domestic violence. I don't know nothing about nothing. I didn't even know when Easton was smoking crack and that it was whack. I didn't know these things.
Philly Shine Radio does not endorse anything that Timu just said. Anyway.
No,
nor
does KNS Radio endorse anything. That wasn't Timu that said that, but okay. Fine, I'll take that. Pacino said that, though.
Who?
My alter ego.
Oh, Lord. He has an alter ego, everybody.
Yeah, Timu is nice. Pacino, you don't want to fuck with him.
And who is he?
He's the one that rap.
Oh, crap.
Timu is more the businessman. Pacino is the street nigga, rap nigga. Get mad, go from 0 to 200 in like 1.5 seconds with that temper.
Oh, he's doing me.
Yeah, that might be worse than you, Key. I'm trying to tell you, yo. I'm so better now. Oh, I'm trying to tell you, Key. I'm better now. Like,
Comcast, somebody had cut our cable wire, right?
Yeah.
Now, Comcast came out to fix our cable, but instead of fixing our cable, they fixed the neighbor's upstairs cable first and not fixed ours. I called these bitches back up on the phone, and I told them, I don't care if y'all got to send out motherfucking Jesus Christ, but y'all bitch asses better bring y'all the fuck themselves back out here as soon as motherfucking possible. Don't you know they gave me 3 months of free cable?
That ain't shit. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you.
Listen. That was only one point.
That's the cable people. Everybody snap on the cable people. Listen, I used to snap on my boss at work and shit. Like, look, my boss at work, my temper is so fucking bad, and I swear to God, I'm not lying to you. I swear to God on everything I love. My temper is so fucking bad, my boss at work would get mad at me and wouldn't say shit to me. He'd snap on everybody else. That's how I know he mad at me and shit.
everybody else get cussed. The niggas used to quit. Like, yo, why this nigga snapping on me because you did something? I'm like, fuck is going on? Because he know that I'm going to snap. Like, listen, my temper, I don't know what it is. Like, I see red. And once I snap, that's it. It go down. Like, I'm talking about, you cut me off on the road, and I get mad. I'm throwing batteries at your window while we driving.
That's why I can't drive. That's why I can't drive.
I'm throwing fucking Mystic bottles at your car, whatever. Like, your window open, don't let your window be open and you talk your shit. Woo, I'm throwing a bottle in your window. Like, you know what I'm saying? You pull over, it's going down. Like, whatever. Like, listen, my temper is crazy. Like, that shit is crazy.
Mine is too. I'm trying to tell
you. That's why I got to stay to myself because all my friends are female because niggas act like bitches. And if I'm going to hang with bitches, it might as well be ones I can fuck. Like, I don't see no other, like, straight like that. No sugarcoating. Niggas these days act like females. So if I got to hang with females, it might as well be the ones that I can fuck.
You is a straight man.
No, I'm not meaning I can fuck like I'm fucking all the females that I hang with, but I mean, if I'm going to hang with somebody that act like a bitch, it might as well be somebody really is. Like, if you act like your period on, you should really have a period. Like, you shouldn't be a grown man acting like your period's on.
Listen, I'm just like, I'm the type of person where I don't know. I just sometimes just black out sometimes. I just be on a path where if people piss me off, I black out. I just black out. Just snap the fuck out.
I'm going to give you an instant. I'm in class. I'm in the fourth grade, so I'm like 9 to 10. 9. Fourth grade. Being bad in class, teacher kicked me out, put me in the LD class. They sent me in the back of the LD class. She gave me my work, so I go to sleep. Fuck, I'm doing work for her. I'm in this class. You know what I'm saying? I go to sleep. She wake me up by flicking water on me in the class. I wake up, grab a fucking pencil off my desk, and stab my teacher with that motherfucker and get kicked out of elementary school. That's why I'm in the fourth grade.
You ready for mine?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm in high school. This nigga fucking with me. He be like, oh, you PMSing, bitch. All right, I'm PMSing. I go to my locker, get a pad, get a tampon, take this nigga, ram his head into the locker 3 times, take the tampon, shove it down his throat, take the pad, cover his eyes. This nigga woke up choking on the tampon.
Okay, that's nice. Nice. You want me to go straight to high school or go back to elementary school?
Whatever.
Alright, elementary school. Boom. My man get killed and shit. Well, no, he killed himself. But I don't know this. I was away for the weekend and I came home late and I just went to school. So I don't know my man kill himself or none of this shit. So I go to school.
How'd he do that?
Playing Russian roulette. So
I
go to school and shit. I see some boys and shit that was supposed to be my mans and shit. So they're like, damn, that's fucked up. What happened to your man and shit? I'm like, what the fuck y'all niggas talk about and shit? Laughing and shit. Like, y'all niggas stripping. Like, I'm thinking they talk about, like, something that happened on TV. Like, you know, a TV show, a rapper, Biggie. So I don't know what they talking about. So, you know, I don't pay no attention to shit. I go to class, boom. They tell us that my man died and shit, and I just instantly flash back to these niggas telling me that shit, and these niggas are supposed to be my man and shit. They ain't mean it in no type of harmful way. No, they laughed because I was laughing, like, what the fuck y'all niggas talk about? Like, they probably just thought I was in denial. I don't know. But because they laughed and I was young, like, you know what I'm saying, I'm like, I flash back to that, like, them niggas laughing after they said it. Like, that's what I flash back to, that shit right there. So, boom, it's lunchtime. We go to lunch. I get my free lunch drawn.
I'm about to go sit down and shit. I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm already upset, my man. God and all that. The bulls walk into the fucking lunchroom. I get up. The first boy, I smash my lunch tray in his face and shit. Push that nigga. The other boy already knew what it was. He tried to swing on me. Boom. I grab this nigga. Slam this nigga on his head. The other boy was big as shit. So this nigga I had to fight. Like, I had to really fight this nigga. He was a big fat. Like, real big ass nigga, like we was in the only in middle school and shit. I had to fight this nigga. Boom, me and this nigga going at it. This nigga catch me one good time. I go take somebody's fucking book bag, start swinging that shit at this nigga. Boom. I catch that nigga with the book bag in his fucking stomach. I guess it was hard as shit. He bend over. I pull his shirt over his head. Yo, I'm kneeing this nigga and kicking this nigga so fucking much. When he pulled the shirt off his head, his whole fucking face was covered with blood and like three of his teeth was out. All because this nigga just laughed. And then when they took us in the office and shit, and they was like, what this happened over? I was like, these niggas laughed because my man killed himself and shit. And they was like, no, we wasn't laughing because he... Then they told me, like, we was just laughing because you was laughing, like, what the fuck y'all niggas talk about? We thought it wasn't true and shit. Those was my niggas. Imagine if it was somebody I didn't like.
So we both have violent streaks.
In high school, I took a whole fucking religion to war. I'm dead serious, I swear to God. Like, high school, like, a whole religion, I don't want to say the religion, but it was my neighborhood against a whole fucking religion. Like, that shit was crazy. Like, we was fucking them niggas up. I was a little fat, little ninth grade. I used to be making 12th grade niggas cry, I swear to God. Like, I'm a little fat, little. I was only like 5. I was your height when I was in high school. I was 5'4". Little chubby face, everything, like. So I'm making niggas out. This one boy, this nigga used to always talk shit, but he was never there when we fought. I made this nigga cry just by telling him we was going to fuck him up. This nigga started crying, like. That shit crazy. I was a badass little kid.
Well,
my last relationship ended because of my temper. It ended because of my temper. Like, my ex said some shit. I wasn't trying to hear what the fuck she was saying. And my temper flared up. I blacked out. And it got a little violent. And that's why I had to control my temper after that. Like, but if you would have caught me before that incident, I was a whole different person. But after that incident, I just got to control my temper better because that shit fucked up my whole fucking everything, like.
Okay. Philly Chime Radio does not endorse Timu blacking out.
Nope. Philly Chime, RKNS Radio don't endorse that. And if you got a temper, go get anger management. Get help. It's no joke. For real, somebody could really get hurt. Fortunately, nobody got hurt in my situation, but somebody could really get hurt. And nobody got hurt physically, but people got hurt mentally, though.
Philly Chime Radio does endorse anger management, even though I say, fuck out of here. I ain't taking shit. Just leave me the fucking on and we be good.
Yeah, that's my thing. Like, so I try to stay in my own zone. I don't mess with nobody. My temper, I've been doing so good. Like, I had the kids all weekend. I had my son and my god kids. And, you know, kids is bad. And I ain't snapped. I only snapped one time. And it wasn't even on the kids. It was on some guy. A grown man. I was about to have to whoop his ass.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
But I'm doing so good.
Okay, now we're going into overtime.
Oh, we don't do overtime. Honest, not even on the show. We just was trying to get to the end. The end.
Yes, we in overtime right now. We is in overtime.
Philly Shine does not endorse Overshine, so we're going. Honest Fire don't pay time and a half, so we're going to get out of here. You know.
She's going to beat your ass for that one.
That's a joke. You know she paid that time and a half, that double time, all that time. Vacation, holiday, she paid it all.
Mm-hmm. birthday. She get birthday bonuses.
Bonuses, Christmas, Valentine's Day. Shit, I got a Monday bonus. You got yours?
She even kiss baby bonus. She gave you the kissing baby bonus.
I got the cookie barbecue ribs bonus. Aha.
I'm jealous. I just got the KFC Popeye bonus.
Damn, she bought you something from KFC?
No, that's just what we call it.
Oh, okay. Got you. But shout out to Honest Fire. That's like my big sister.
Honest Fire.
But really, she my cousin.
Video.
But that's like my big sister.
Timu.
I'm like her annoying brother who always try to holler at all her friends and get on her nerve, follow her friends around. That's me.
Diamond
Honest
Spotlight.
Fire's annoying brother.
Diamond Spotlight. Yes, new location, 69th Street Lounge.
69th Street Lounge, you know what I'm saying? Stepped it up a notch. Make sure y'all come out there. Definitely going to see my face there, you know what I'm saying?
We got Kamu, a.k.a. Lady Phoenix Stalker.
I'm not a stalker. I'm just a fan of beautiful women, and Lady Phoenix is a beautiful woman. Did that sound pimpish? That sound like
yeah,
game?
Pretty much. But, again, Philly Shine does not endorse Kamu stalking Lady Phoenix.
That's not stalking. How is it stalking because I said she's beautiful?
Oh, my goodness. They know I'm tripping. All right,
fine. She's all right then. Is that still stalking?
No, nah, because you're taking away from her beauty.
Okay, then. That's what I said. She's beautiful. I'm just waiting for her to get older because she's too young for me right now.
She's a little bit old. She's like around our age.
Listen, man,
that's
I'm trying to tell you. She's 22. She looks like she's 22. I'm just waiting for her to get a little older.
She look like she that age, but she not.
I know. That was supposed to be a compliment, but you just fuck up everything. You can just fuck
up
a white dream.
I'm the truth teller. I got to tell the truth, nigga. Don't get mad because I tell the truth because I do my name.
Well, all I'm saying is she is beautiful.
He said that he thinks she like that he want to be the biscuit and sop up her gravy. That's what he said.
I ain't said all that. I ain't said nothing about no sopping.
He want to take his biscuit and sop up her gravy. He think
I ain't
he,
said nothing about
good.
sopping in the gravy. All I said was I am a fan of Hot Chalk, who is a very, very sexy young lady, and a fan of Lady Phoenix.
And he
want to
sop up both your gravy.
I don't want to sop up
with
anything.
His biscuit.
I'm celibate right now, and I'm single.
He's celibate right now, and he's single. But yeah, he just said that we caught him in an act.
Listen, why you got to be breaking up old stuff? Like, I was lying. I was testing you.
Because.
I was testing you.
I was testing you. I'm a fuck you up, but anyway.
I really was ordering food at the drive-thru, and I didn't want y'all to hear how greedy I was.
Philly Shine Radio does not endorse nothing Timu says because he said one thing in the beginning of the show, and now he's changing it. So we do not endorse nothing. We do not endorse nothing Timu say. I'm a fuck him up at the end of the show, y'all. I'm gonna come to his house and beat his ass for everybody on Philly Shine. I wish y'all could hear.
KMS Radio does not endorse Keith Truth Teller whooping Tamu's ass after the show. I'm pretty sure Philly Shine don't endorse it either because y'all better have some goddamn workman's comp show because you whoop my ass. I'm filing my damn claim. I need my money up.
Philly Shine Radio does not pay workman's comp for Truth Teller beating the hell out of Tamu.
Hey, listen.
We do not endorse that.
It's going to be after the show, right?
Exactly.
Damn.
It got to be on the show.
Damn.
To get it.
We're overtime, so come on. Y'all heard it. She planned it during work. She planned it during work hours. And now I'm emotionally hurt, and I think I should still get workman's comp.
Because I already know that she's going to fuck me up later. I got to download this episode so I can bring it to court.
Oh, God. Philly Shot Radio does not endorse nothing Tamu is saying right now.
This whole show should be called Does Not Endorse, because she don't endorse nothing. She like, no locked doors, homes. That's crazy.
Goodness.
Philly Shine is the hottest radio show out there, keeping it hood, doing what they doing. You know what I'm saying? That's why Philly Shine and KNS Radio is one linked up, you know what I'm saying? Because the best roll with the best.
Philly Shine?
Right,
Diamond
so
Spotlight?
Diamond Spotlight, Philly Shine. It's going
K-N-S?
Down. KNS Radio. Make sure y'all come out there. You know what I'm saying? We hold it down. We come off the top with this because we just so professional. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Honest Fire who been doing Philly Shine for goddamn like 4 or 5 years. You know
what I'm saying? 90 years. Like,
so,
see, grandmama just.
Yeah, make sure y'all recognize that because I'm going to tell y'all a secret. If it wasn't for Honest Fire, it wouldn't be no KNS Radio. Honest Fire introduced Blog Talk Radio to a good friend of mine. He introduced it to me. I started out on Blog Talk, and then Blog Talk started tripping. I started my own joint. So basically, it all started from Honest Fire doing a Blog Talk Radio show and putting my man on to it. So shout out to Honest Fire, who definitely plays a role in KNS Radio being created in the whole first place.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yep,
oh.
Yep. People don't know that. They don't know.
Now they know. Yay. Honest Fire had a, she boarded KNS Radio so it can grow.
Yes.
Oh, she planted
that. I guess you could consider her a founder.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Isn't it lovely? Truth teller cannot sing. Okay.
Yep. And that is my sister, like I keep saying. She really my cousin, but she my sister.
She a sister cousin, like the sister wives?
I mean, she my cousin because she my cousin, but she my sister because that's just how tight we is.
Oh, that's so sweet. We all need family.
And truth teller, my cousin too. She the cousin that always get on your nerve, follow you around, never cook you no chicken, all that like that type stuff.
You know what? I'm punching him in his eye.
Steal your weed, flush it down the toilet. You don't need to be smoking. She that kind of cousin.
Florida.
Don't wanna let you screw her girlfriends like, huh? You got to sit at the kids' table at the family reunion.
I got to sit at the kids' table, though.
Yeah, you won't let me smash your girlfriend? Oh, my God, what kind of friend are you? Why would you not give your friends the pleasure of being with me?
I'm going to tell you why, because that's how friendships get fucked up.
Then it wasn't a real friendship.
No, listen, because if I introduce y'all together, right? And
no,
then,
no, I actually introduced us together.
Break up. No. If I let y'all two fuck and knowing that you're my friend and she's my friend and something happened between y'all, when
this
do y'all
is how you
be
do this.
Off at me?
Nah, this is how you got to do that. Boom, from the gate. Because first of all, no, it ain't no hookups, you know what I'm saying? We too old for hookups, you know what I'm saying? You can just bring it to people. If the people around each other, they got to hook themselves up. And then second of all, you say from the rip, listen. I don't have nothing to do with nothing. I don't got nothing to do with nothing. And then I keep it all the way funky. So, listen, I'll put it like this. I'm still cool with all my exes. Like, I had one bad breakup, and that was just the last one that I just told you about with my temper.
Yeah, the one he, 1-800 choke that hoe.
No, it didn't go that far, but, you know what I'm saying? And that's my best friend right now. And she's my best friend right now. And that's the baddest breakup I had. And she's my best friend right now. Like, I talk to her more than I talk to anybody. Like, you know what I'm saying? Her kids is my god kids. So, like, anybody that I ever had a relationship with, we still cool because
I don't just jump into a relationship. We're going to be friends first. You know what I'm saying? And if we're really friends, then we could be in a relationship. I mean, really friends. Like, we can go out and have fun. It's not we going out and you like, why are you looking at that bitch? Why that bitch looking at you? You know that bitch? Why you give her extra money in the tip? Why you tip her that much? You fucking that bitch.
That's just dumb. That type of person is just annoying and dumb.
That's just,
like, why you worried about the next
that's
bitch?
That's just 65% of women. Because they had
your
another relationship.
Lane.
They had another relationship where the nigga wasn't shit. And now every man got to deal with that. And listen, I'm not trying to be, this, that. Like, right now I got some friends that I can go to the bar with. Like, one of my friends, me and I just went to the bar last week. And I found the bartender had a nice ass. So I came at the bartender. My friend was with me. She ain't feel no type of way or nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because she just my friend. Like, you know what I'm saying? She understand that she just my friend. We just friends. Like.
Mm-hmm.
She got a whole situation, like, you know what I'm saying? But I got another friend who I can't go to the bar with and try to holler at somebody else and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Even though we just friends. She not trying to hear that shit, like, and all she want to know is that it's me and her, even though she got a whole nother situation going on. Like, she just want her cake and eat it too. Like, she don't want me with nobody, but she got a whole dude, like, that shit crazy.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah,
she needs to stay in her lane.
It's the way of the world. Females catch feelings different than men.
She needs to stay in her lane. Maybe I need to be a dude then, because we hang out. If you talk to another female and me and you just hanging out, we just hanging out as friends, I'm going to sit there and laugh at you.
See, this is the thing. Some females, once sex come into play, then they start catching feelings. So, even though the relationship is this way, now that the sex there, they're like, oh, you ain't going, like, but you already knew what it was from the beginning before we start having sex. Before we had sex, we'd be like, all right, look, we boyfriend and girlfriend now. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Sex don't change the situation.
Just fuck partners. Now, if you wanted to go further, and you said you wanted to go further. You just don't assume. You better talk it over.
Right.
See, like I said, I hang out with dudes mostly. I don't hang out with chicks. I do have female friends, but I have about, I say, less than 5 female friends. All the rest of my friends are dudes. I'm like one of the guys. I sit there and play video games with you. When I was small, I used to sit and wrestle with the dudes, do all that, play basketball, all that.
Well, I hope you're cooking me something to eat because we are on overtime like crazy. I think I deserve some goddamn barbecue chicken wings, honey barbecue chicken wings without garlic in it. Thank you.
With garlic in it?
All right, just a pinch. Where does garlic and honey barbecue wings, like, listen to the name, honey barbecue.
They have garlic honey barbecue sauce.
Yeah, too. And it would be called honey garlic barbecue wings. I don't want honey garlic barbecue wings.
Roasted garlic and honey barbecue sauce.
I don't want that. I just don't see what I want. Honey barbecue wings. I want it to be sweet. Garlic is not sweet.
Yes, sir. Anything else, sir?
No. Is the show over yet?
Huh? No.
Oh, okay. Well, fine then.
Yeah, we are doing, like, you know, we are doing. Okay, finishing the interview with Timu. If you could work with any artist, who would it be?
Oh, wow. This question is just so hard for me. I mean, I just don't know. It's like, no. If I could work with any artist in the world, I would work with Biggie Smalls.
All right. So, okay.
Do they
got to
be alive?
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
Damn, now that makes it really hard. For real, for real. If I could work with any artist, I would probably work with, like,
It's hard. Like, I don't know. It's kind of tough. Can I work with, like, two artists at the same time or three artists?
Hell no.
I don't know then. It would probably be either between, matter of fact, screw that. If I could work with any artist in the world, I would work with L. Verna.
Who?
L. Verna.
Okay. Now, same question, only with Philly, a Philly artist.
Hot Chalk.
Hot Chalk.
Yep.
Her little rap style. I think she is so cute when she raps.
Yeah, I would work with Hot Chalk. I mean, not like just on a song. I mean, I would do like a whole type of Bonnie and Clyde project with her. If I could.
Watch out, Hot Chalk. Watch out. Tumu is coming after you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years, I see myself hopefully on FM radio, because I already do appearances on the AM radio show. Hope to see myself on FM radio as far as radio goes. As far as music goes, I hope to see myself selling at least 50,000 unsigned. That would be like a accomplishment to me. I don't know. I can't really say. I don't know about the music. I can't really say until I see my sales from Gutter Talk 4 and Gutter Talk 5, because I'm still only seeing sales from Gutter Talk 3 now. And that came out last year. And I like the sales on that. But Gutter Talk 5 is like the one I just put out, and it just so happened to be my most popular.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. What the hell is that?
Me making noises.
You got your sound effects popping off?
No, I have a sound effects box.
Oh, all right. Gutter Talk 5 is my most popular joint. Make sure y'all go get that on iTunes. Somebody I Used to Know is my most popular song.
Mm-hmm.
It got 2 stars out of 6. I know that sound like not a lot.
Stars.
Yeah, stars. It sound like not a lot, but I'm for independent artists with no label backing them to get 2 stars worldwide, and Jay-Z's album only has 5 stars, and I just put this CD out and like 2 months ago, March 30th, and Jay-Z's album been out since, the Kanye West and Jay-Z album been out since last year. That's an accomplishment to me. To myself, that's a personal accomplishment. Like, I got 2 stars already, so by the time it's out, as long as theirs is, I should have about 4 or 5 stars, which means that my album will be as popular as theirs is. And if I reach that, I'm cool with that. So 5 years from now, I see myself selling a lot of records without still independently under my own label, K&S Records, and me and my son somewhere chilling.
Okay. If you could have any wish in the world, what would it be?
If I could have any wish in the world, it would be that my son could hear and talk.
Okay. Now, I wasn't going to go there about your son, but since you mentioned that, damn, I can't even ask that. Never mind. Questions off the top of my head.
Questions off the top of that dome.
Would you consider putting out videos for your songs?
I'm actually thinking about it now. Actually, I haven't recorded nothing lately since the last CD I put out, because I'm trying to figure out, you know, now that I'm actually, I used to always rap, like I always said, but now that I'm actually making money off of it by selling music
Mm-hmm. I'm actually trying to make music that can reach more people worldwide, like that more people, like I usually just rap about what's going on in my life. And those songs are cool, but you always got to have the song that everybody just want to hear that's catchy, the beat just bang. So I'm going to give them a CD of songs like that and see how that sells.
Yes, yes. They got to be able to catch people's minds.
Yeah, because people don't want to, like, hear all that. I usually, like, don't do a lot. I know my CD's called Gutter Talk. But part four and part five really has no gutter songs on there. Like, it has, like, one or two gutter songs on part four and maybe one or two gutter songs on part five.
So why is it called Gutter Talk if it only have that many gutter songs?
Because now Gutter Talk 1, Gutter Talk 2, and Gutter Talk 2 has all gutter songs. And what happened was I used to do other mixtapes, and my other mixtapes used to be so, like, positive that I couldn't catch people's ears. You know, people don't want to hear positive music unless it's somebody they already know. Like, they want to hear pain and struggle, and they want to hear party music, and they want to hear.
I shot that bitch in the head before
right.
I fucked it
right.
Wrong.
Right, I flip all them birds and I whip it hard on the villa ball. Like, they want to hear that. So I had to give them, like, gutter music, the music they want to hear. That's how Gutter Talk came about. But then by the time I got to part two and I stopped doing the other CDs because I'm like, look, I want to do CDs that sound like my mixtapes to sound like an album. And a whole bunch of gutter songs don't sound like an album. It just sound like a mixtape, no matter how professional the beat sound, whatever, it still just sound like an album. And I just started making songs and going to some of the top name producers that work with LA. Shout out to Tone P, producers that's on Meek Mill's new CD. All Star, shout out to him. Like, I work with him first, I work with the boy Tone P. Not before Wale, but before Wale was famous, I was with Tone P.
Okay.
And, like, I got a chance to work with Slim from 112 on Gutter Talk 5. He did the hook for me. Shout out to him, like, all independently.
Mm-hmm.
And Gutter Talk 5 is out there. Make sure you check out the song Somebody I Used to Know, that joint Crazy Hot, True Story. And right now is my top-selling song, so make sure you check that joint out.
Okay, 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 okay. Play up, play up, play up. Damn. I did a whole interview with you, Tamu.
I know. Now you got to hook me up with one of your friends. That was
you know what?
That was a deal.
How was that a deal? I never agreed to that.
Philly Shine did not agree to the deal.
Wait, Truth Teller did not agree to hook up one of her friends with Tamu.
Yes,
Philly
she
Shine
did.
Radio
so.
Does not endorse what Tamu just said.
Yes, she did, because let me break it down for you. Let me break it down for you again. Listen, Truth Teller has said, I will work with Lauryn Hill. Oh, it's too late. I always said El Verna, right?
Yeah.
El Verna, for people who don't know, is going to be my future ex-wife.
Oh, God, who is that?
I mean, her is going to get divorced in the future. You know
what
I'm saying? After she get my name tattooed on her titties, we're going to do a couple songs together, and then we're going to get a divorce. Then she going to start messing with somebody else. Well, no, she not. She going to be heartbroken because I divorced her. I'm going to start messing with somebody. I'm going to start messing with Oprah. Divorce Oprah, get half her money, and then me and Elle Vernon are going to get back married again.
You know what?
What?
I'm going to get a prenup. Fuck that. She ain't dumb.
You crazy. Why did I get open this pipe? She ain't going to be thinking about no goddamn prenup. I'm going to act like I'm in love with her. Oh, Oprah, I love you. I love you. Oprah, cook us some lasagna. Once I cook a lasagna, that's it. She looked like, oh, this nigga just cooked for me. Stepman, you ain't never cooked for me. Boom, I'm in there.
I'm in there, like, that's it. Start watching Color Purple with her, like, look, I want this Oprah. You told Harpo to beat me. I want the tough Oprah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She start breaking off that bread. I'm just going to be stacking it. I'm like, I need $10,000 so I can buy me some shoes.
Okay. Guess what?
What?
Fully Shine Radio does not endorse Timu ripping off Oprah.
It's not ripping her off. I'm giving her services. I'm laying the pipe.
Okay. Fully Shine Radio does not endorse Timu ripping himself out to Oprah.
Listen, I love Oprah. Money. I love Oprah's money. I'm gonna have Oprah go on, have my baby, and I'm gonna get custody. She's gonna give me that goddamn $100,000 a month. Fuck wrong with her.
Mm-mm-mm.
I got it all planned out. So she start talking that prenup shit. I'm gonna get her pregnant, break up with her. Take custody of the baby because she's so busy and old. She can't take care of no baby.
She ain't even had no baby. That baby going to be messed up. Don't even do that.
That
she
baby is not
going to
be messed up. I don't
that
care.
Like 90.
I don't care. I'm going to get $100,000 a month. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have a nanny for the baby. What is she talking about? I'm going to get a sexy nanny, too. She's going to have to give me some trim.
Oh, God. You sound like my grandmom.
Straight
my grandma was in the nursing home. She used to be like, I'd be like, Grandma, where you going? She said, I'm going to go spend time with my boyfriend. I said, what you going to do with your boyfriend? She said, I'm going to give me some trim. I said,
okay, Grandma. Yeah, Grams. Grandma probably be, yo, listen. They go down. What you think? You just stop having sex when you old? Like, no. That's when you.
No.
That's when, yeah, they go down. They ain't make Viagra for nothing.
No, they ain't even have Viagra back then. This is like.
You don't know what they had back then. You just know what you know about.
Rest in peace, Granny. Rest in peace, Granny.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Yes.
I'm cracking up with that one. I will never forget that when she told me that. I'm like, come on, you don't get out of my face.
You think your granny be watching over you?
Of course.
So if my grandpa watching over me and your granny watching over you, I wonder if they together.
No,
you might have made a laugh connection.
Nope. She with her man. She with my grandpa.
He
died. He had a heart attack a year later. A year later, coming up here to see us, he had a heart attack.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
It's crazy because he died a week after her birthday. He died the next year.
Mm.
It was crazy.
That was her birthday present. He came home.
They met up. He couldn't live without her.
Mm.
That's what I said. I said he couldn't live without her.
That's crazy.
Yeah, my grandpa and my grandmama. I love them to death. I miss them.
You done took it all sad. You done made the mood all sad.
No, it's cool. Because we're about to get off to another subject.
Yes, let's get off to another subject. So, who your sexiest friend you got?
My sexiest friend I got?
Mm-hmm. Like the one that if you was a man, you'll be like, yeah, I got to hit that. You know you got one that no matter where you go, this nigga's beating her door down. Like,
probably Honest.
Besides Honest, not my cousin. Slash sister.
That's who it is.
Oh, man.
Didn't I tell you I don't hang out with too many people?
That's a damn shame. I just got all them goddamn female friends.
Y'all know the girl? Oh, no, I can't say that on air.
Say something in code. I probably do. Go ahead. What girl? The one that did the thing?
Yeah.
The pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that girl. I know that girl.
Tell her I got some mail ladies for her.
Mm-mm. You gotta pay to play with that one.
I got some nail ladies for her.
No, I'm fucked you up. You're so stupid.
I'm just gonna trade off. I'm gonna give her some nail ladies. Blow it out. You know what I'm saying? Let her take some flicks.
Who color is eating? Party mix. She does not endorse for Tamua singing.
I don't endorse you eating party mix all in my ears, and I got the munchies. Like, some people just so rude. Like, they don't care about nobody but themselves, truth teller. I would never, I would dare eat no party mix all up in your ear. I would dare do that to you.
Oh, so you wasn't at the store one day.
Okay, stop bringing up old stuff. Like, I'm talking about right now, I wouldn't eat no party mix in your ears because I don't have any, okay?
I'm using them potato chips in my ear.
Listen, was we live on air, though? You got any witnesses to this event? Like,
because
I don't recollect.
Okay,
I don't even eat potato chips. I don't eat potato chips, like, I don't. I just don't, like. And Philly Shine Radio, KNS Radio, does not endorse you saying that I eat potato chips. All I eat is healthy food. You know what I'm saying? I eat healthy all the time. I go to the gym 80 times a day.
Okay, Philly Shine Radio does not endorse smooth lying. So when he gets his ass beat.
All right, I'll go to the gym 80 times a day, but I don't eat potato chips.
Keep dying your rings.
Okay, I do. Okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm,
now,
mm-hmm.
I might have had onion rings, but I still don't rank. And I don't eat potato chips, and I'm sticking to my story.
Sure.
And the fact of the matter is, I wasn't eating party mix in your ears. I didn't say you can eat onion rings in your ears. I said, why are you eating party mix in my ears?
Yeah, sure.
That's why I'm about to eat some. I ain't even going to say it because I know it's your favorite thing.
What?
What's your favorite thing?
Shit on a stick. Nope, you got to tell me.
Shit on a stick is your favorite thing? Oh, no, this ain't your favorite thing then. Hell no.
What's about to eat?
I ain't telling y'all. I want you to get all the set. Let me tell you, I'm going to eat you up after the show.
That's already going to happen, so.
Just know it got garlic on it.
Oh, garlic?
Yeah.
What you going to eat, some seafood?
Yeah, jokes.
What?
That's your favorite thing?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to eat.
Fuck out of here.
About to fuck me some goddamn seafood up. Some fried shrimp, steamed shrimp, crab shrimp, everything. Alaskan shrimp, king crab shrimp, all that. Mussel shrimp, clam shrimp, the whole nine. I might even throw some tilapia and bass up in there. I'm just going to have a whole seafood. Ooh, I'm going to get some crayfish, lobster tails.
Okay, crayfish I don't do. I don't do crayfish.
Whatever, I'm getting it all. I'm getting the seafood buffet.
Okay.
And I'm going to eat it right in your ears.
Okay.
You ain't going to want none?
Nope. I'm going to get my own.
Definitely ain't going to get this. This is the best seafood ever. The shrimp's going to be the size of your hand.
Okay. And you know, sometimes the bigger they are, the nastier they are.
Somebody lied to you. These are the best shrimp in the world. The world. I know it's okay. It's okay. It's like, no, I'm allergic to seafood. I'd be dying like a motherfucker trying to make your ass mad. Be dead on the other end of the phone and shit. Trying to hear you call 911.
Oh.
I don't fuck with no seafood, and I don't fuck with people that eat seafood. So it's either going to be, you're going to be my friend, or you're going to eat seafood. It's one or the other. But like you can't play both sides of the field. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to ride with my enemy?
Look like.
Seafood trying to get me out of here.
I was friends with seafood before I was friends with you.
Man, seafood trying to get me up out of here. You ride with seafood. Like, that's crazy. I would never ride with something that's trying to get you up out of here.
Vitamin C. You're trying to get me up out of here. I can't have too much vitamin C to get me up out of here.
And I don't fuck with vitamin C. What's vitamin C in?
Vegetables, orange juice.
Yeah, I don't eat that shit. I don't drink that shit. Fuck vitamin C.
Running the vegetables.
Fuck vitamin C. No, I don't fuck with that motherfucker. What kind of vegetables?
Like, it's in like the greens, it's in green beans, it's in broccoli, shit like that.
I don't eat none of that shit. What is in? What is not in?
I don't know. Vitamin C is everywhere. It's in apples, oranges.
Yeah, fuck apples and oranges.
It's in peaches and plums.
Peaches? I don't eat that bitch-ass shit. I don't ride with nothing that's vitamin C because it's your enemy. You know what I'm saying? You gonna fuck with the fucking shrimp knowing that it's my enemy?
I'm a Gemini.
I don't give a fuck if you was a goddamn motherfucking... What's a Gemini?
Twin Gemini, the twin.
Yeah, well, I don't give a fuck if you wasn't twins. None of that
shit. Wait. My twin fucks with it. I don't.
Oh, all right, that's more like it then. Because my twin fuck with vitamin C. You know what I'm saying? But I don't fuck with it, though. I don't fuck with vitamin C. I don't fuck with nothing if that say vitamin in it.
Okay.
I don't fuck with vitamin water. I don't fuck with vitamins.
Uh-huh.
It's like, no, I'm fucking high. Like,
I know.
Why Sean lasted so long? That's when you know, I see, Anna's get that Bill Gates money. Like, that show lasts until she decide to not have it no more. Like, yeah, I'm going to stay on till, who knows, let me go have a drink. I'm on this fire, bitch. Say something.
Yeah. Felicia, does that endorse what the hell Tamu just said?
Yes, on this fire is not a David Ruffin. She is a very humble, very nice person. I'm more like the David Ruffin. I'm not really like the David Ruffin. I'm more like the... I'm like the David Ruffin. The Peter Truth Teller is the Temptations. And, you know what I'm saying? She acting like she don't want to be my backup singer, but, you know, it's the way of the world.
Truth Teller cannot sing.
We're coming to concert. We're doing a concert, a two-day concert, and the tickets is $90. And we're going to have about 30-something artists perform. You know what I'm saying? And Truth Teller is going to be on stage with the bikini on and the whole nine. So make
Hold
sure
on.
Y'all come out.
Y'all know y'all do not want to see my fat ass. Y'all already know I'm fat as shit. So, you know. Yo, you got the computer, right?
No, I'm not near the computer.
I'm going to tell you what to look up, and you can see my fat ass shaking on the stage.
Is it naked?
Hell no, it ain't naked.
Well, then what the fuck I want to look at it for?
Y'all hear
like,
this?
Was it doing some type of exotic shake?
Philly Shine does not endorse
with your ass cheeks fighting. Don't come talk about what Philly Shine do. We talk about what your ass cheeks was doing.
I just was shaking my ass on stage.
Was the clapping? Was she doing a thunderclap?
Hell no, I was doing no thunderclap like that.
Soon as I said thunderclap, it started thundering around here. Let me find out she did a thunderclap real fast.
Tamu is tripping, and Philly Shine does not endorse thunderclapping of the ass.
I wish Madonna would stop calling my goddamn phone.
Madonna, though?
Yeah, she just getting on my fucking nerve now, like.
Okay, I got a dilemma. Do I want to drink raspberry iced tea or strawberry watermelon juice?
How big are they?
The gallons.
Mix them both.
I don't want to mix them.
Well, then, fuck out of here, then. We don't want you to mix them either, then. Like, don't ask nobody a pain until they give it to you. Be like, no. God damn it. Drink piss. I don't care. Drink piss.
One or the other.
Well, drink one.
Which one?
Drink the raspberry piss.
Okay. No, it's Lipton, not brisk.
You say brisk, I said piss.
Oh, you so stupid. Okay. Philly Shine does not endorse drinking piss.
You want to know why I don't like TV no more? I'm going to tell you why I don't like TV no more.
Y'all,
he is high as shit.
He is high as shit, y'all.
No, but listen. Let me tell you this fucked up shit, right? I used to watch this show, right? I used to watch this show all the time. You know what I'm saying? And it had the main character. His name was Grissom. You know what I'm saying? Then one day, they just up and took this nigga off the show. How the fuck are you going to take Grissom off? Hey, listen, don't be saying that show, okay? They gonna take Grissom off the motherfucker right after they take the only black guy on the show off the motherfucker, and then they gonna try to replace him with motherfucking Larry Fishburne. Larry Fishburne, though, they could at least gave us Lawrence Fishburne. They gave us Larry.
Larry is Lawrence, but go ahead. Then he got stabbed.
No, they're two different people. They're two different people. When he act good, he's Lawrence. When he do his shitty acting, he's Larry. It's a difference.
Okay, listen, then he got stabbed up, and they replaced him with Ted Danson.
I didn't even listen. Once they took Grissom off the show,
but
I don't care.
Motherfucker Sam from Cheers.
Dude.
They replaced him with Sam from Cheers.
I don't give a hell, because once Grissom was off the show and Warwick was off the show, then what the hell is the goddamn show?
It's still okay.
No, you're lying. They lied to you.
No, I watch it every week. What the
listen,
fuck?
Okay. On CSI Miami, Horatio Caine is still the man. On CSI
yeah,
New
take
York,
off.
I don't give a hell. Yeah, they need to take CSI off, too. I mean, not CSI, the show that I will not mention.
The one you just said, but go ahead.
I will not mention that show. They need to, if they don't bring Grissom back, the show was just shitty.
They got his fiance on, Sarah.
Listen, okay. I like Sarah, so don't even bring her into this. She should have left the show with Grissom. Grissom used to be the man. The other guy was crazy. Larry Fishburne was crazy.
Larry Fishburne kicked that man.
Yeah, and then he got to be a killer. Why the black guy got to always be a goddamn killer on this joint?
Because he kidnapped his wife.
I don't give a hell. Listen, he was already, they was talking about he had the killer genes and all that from the rip. Like, listen, screw that show, you know what I'm saying? Criminal Minds is where it's at. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm about to go on the season finale.
I can't never catch no shows. I miss all the shows. I don't know what's going on none of them. Only show I know what's going on is Psych.
I don't watch that.
Oh, yeah, because you're born. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's hip and happening. You know what I'm saying?
I was just watching NCIS. I watch.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, I watched
Unforgettable. Unforgettable is crazy.
wait, how you see it, when I woke up, it wasn't on. NCIS was still on.
Unforgettable, no. Unforgettable, the season finale was last week.
Oh, okay, that's why. You know, I missed, like, the past couple episodes because I was doing, I don't know what I was doing. I don't know why I missed it, but I missed them. But Unforgettables is that shit because I got a mind like that, too. Not exactly like that, but I could remember some crazy shit when I was, like, two. But Person of Interest is that shit, too.
Mm.
You gotta watch that, John. But Monk is my shit and Psych is my shit. But
no,
you know what
I
show
like
I watch?
What?
And nobody else watch but me?
What?
Don't laugh. If you laugh, you're gonna have to hook me up with one of your girlfriends. Like, no rat. 16, no rat.
What, nigga?
Murder, She Wrote.
I like to watch that.
No, I still watch that. Like, matter of fact, I'm tripping this on right now. What did you talk about? Which you used to watch. I'm watching it right now.
You know what used to be good? Cold Case.
Oh, yeah, Cold Case, yeah, that was my shit, too. But listen, right, the lady I murdered, She Wrote, yeah?
Uh-huh.
I'll fuck her.
Angela Lansbury.
Yeah, she like 1,000 years old.
Huh?
She like 1,000 years old, too, and I still fuck her.
No, she ain't.
How old is she?
Dust.
She did?
Huh?
Angela Lansbury ain't dead.
Yes, she is.
When she died?
I don't know. Let me look it up.
Yeah,
I'll take you in 2 seconds.
She ain't dead. She just old.
She dead.
She not too
much. She died in the 90s.
Yo, shut up, yo. Don't crush my damn dream. She is not dead.
Yeah.
I just seen her a couple years ago.
Hold on, wait. Hold on. She ain't dead. I could swear this bitch died.
Hell no. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I went to her funeral. How did you talk about?
Yo, she was what, 1925?
Yeah, I think she like 1,000.
I thought this bitch was good. Okay. Okay,
I recant what I said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the recant what, you know, Truth Teller said.
And she rich too. Her show still come on.
Mm.
I need parts in that.
Yeah, ambulance chaser.
I'm a hoe?
An ambulance chaser.
What's that?
I just say it's an ambulance chaser because you like old people.
Oh, because you know I drive an ambulance.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. That's my day job.
The day job is to drive people the fuck crazy.
Mm-hmm. See Angela Lansbury when she was young? Oh my God, yo. It's like I don't see her old. You ever see her when she was young?
I just seen the picture.
Listen, not the one when she looked like herself when she young. That one
yeah.
is like pewy booey. You gotta look at the other one, like, oh my God, she is just so sexy. Yeah.
For you, less than Angela Lansbury. Yeah, let me say, wait, where's the other show that I used to watch? That show, Hack, it came with, they did that from Philly, too.
Hack, I never watched that, John Doe.
Oh, yeah, and then there was another show. It was with the dude from the Fantastic Four. What other show did he play in?
Damn, we did almost an hour overtime. I can't wait to get my check on Friday.
Oh, hell yeah. At the money we make on the overtime, woo!
Thank you, Honest.
Thank you, Honest, for making my kids' dreams come true.
I'll be there fighting early in the morning for my check and my wake and bake and hopefully some damn barbecue ribs.
Beef. No pork, nigga.
Who don't eat pork?
Me.
Oh, okay. Speak for yourself. Philly Sean does not endorse her not eating pork. We eat anything over here.
Like,
I don't eat chitlins. I don't eat ham. I don't eat none of that. But I do. I fuck up some bacon, though. I can't even lie
even
to you.
Bacon. I only eat bacon. Unless it's turkey.
Yeah, that's you. I fuck up some pork bacon and like right now. Like I'm about to go to the drive-thru and get me something with pork bacon on it.
No.
I mean, suit yourself.
No. No. But we just wasting time right now. We got 8 minutes left in the show. But you know what? You know what I do endorse? Philly Shine endorses the cute little panda bears. Because Philly Shine think panda bears are so cute.
I don't know nothing about that. Jamu Pacino don't endorse panda bears. And I ain't going to remember nothing I'm saying tomorrow, so don't hold me accountable.
So, if you had a chance to meet your alter ego, what would you say to him?
I would say, man, stop fucking these niggas' bitches. Because then they be coming up to me, and I don't be knowing what be going on. They be trying to fuck me up. I be like, what's up, dog? You fuck my bitch. I don't know your bitch, dog. And it be my alter ego. Like, what am I to do? Say, that's a joke.
I know.
I would say to my alter ego, you a fly motherfucker. God dang. How you do it? How you get so damn fly on them? You get Dougie on them.
You know what? Want to hear something funny? But Honest Fire and Big Face Dunny had that song out, Money, Money, Money. I used to mess around and say, you know, in a joking fashion, oh, shit, Dunny said he applied that type of pressure you fill up in your tummy. I said, oh, shit, I want to fill him all up in my tummy. That's what I used to just always say.
Oh, shit.
You know, just, you know, fuck around, because that's just what I do. We fucking around.
What I had said was, all right, Philly Sean, what's going on?
Philly Sean, I'm going to come up with a T-shirt for Philly Sean.
I'm going to come up with a T-shirt called What's Your Number? So then I ain't even got to ask these chicks for their number. I'm just going to point to my shirt. Even if they with their man, I'm going to just look at them and point to my shirt like, what's your number? They just going to sneak it to me. So now let me stop talking shit. That's why I'm going to be single forever, because people will be believing the bullshit I be talking. They be like, no, I ain't fucking with you. You think you're a player. Like, huh? Ask my last
girlfriend of 3 years and then my girlfriend before that of 10 years and my player. They both going to say, hell no. None of my breakups was because of cheating.
Were they because jealousy, fighting?
No, one breakup was because we outgrew each other. That was the one of 10 years. That was because of my temper. That was the one of 3 years. But that's my best friend right now, so we're working that out.
Okay. This is not bad. 4 minutes to go. 4 minutes to go. So we're going to say, you know, we're going to close out the show. Philly Shine Radio. With your girl, Truth Teller.
Who that?
Who that? Huh? What'd you say, who that for?
You said, with your girl, Truth Teller, who that?
You know what? You know
what?
She
got a big butt. Don't act like you don't hear my goddamn question.
You know what? I am the Truth Teller.
And you got a big butt. Truth Teller got a big butt if she cannot lie. You other butts can deny.
Like my sound box, like this.
That sound like that Jim Jones song.
Huh?
That sound like that Jim Jones song. I mean, that Joel Santana song. Get it like that, like. You know what I'm talking about?
You know, but we're going to end the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to say good night because we got 10 minutes left. Time to go.
Time to go home.
I have issues with my sound box.
Yes, she has issues with her sound box and not hooking me up with her friend. Do you got, like, some hot chop? But besides,
that's
16
it.
Rep?
That's all I got, the 16 rep on deck right now.
Can you, like, skip it to her part?
No, I can't.
Can you, like, skip it to the hooker part?
No, I can't.
Can you just play her part?
No, I can't.
Like, can't. Why are they laughing at me?
All right, so I'm going to let you know now. It's about to cut off.